door and I want it painted black. All right, that's as good as it'll get. Mm-hmm. That sounded all right.
Yeah. Satisfactory.
All right, well,
black.
Black. We are back, bitches. Welcome to Paint Black Podcast. I'm Pete Berg, as always. And joining me this week, Mr. Brian Katz.
What's good, man?
The return of Mr. Lou Figueroa.
What's up,
it's been way too long.
Way too long.
Face. I know. No, just some scheduling conflicts, but I'm back.
Nice to have you, man.
Thank you. Yeah.
And joining us once again, you know him, you love him, Mr. Dave Nehmer.
Hey, how you doing?
No, he's the
often
forgettable and always boring.
Yeah, nobody remembers I was on the show before.
You were one of my favorites.
No, that's his moniker.
Don't downplay yourself.
He chose it last time instead of the fantastic.
Never going to live that down.
That's right.
Well, I mean, you just created that. That's your new moniker.
We gave him all, I don't know if you heard it, Lou, we gave him all sorts of high praise, and he's like, don't build me up that high, man. Yeah. All right, you boring fuck.
Like, what if we stink? Or what if I stink, more or less?
So, anyway, down to business. How was everyone's week?
Shitty. Glad it's over.
Shit. There was a lot of sweat in my shoes today. I worked hard, but it was, you know, now I get to do a little podcast, so it wasn't too bad.
Amen.
I did all right. I mean, I barely had to wear real pants, and I'm still not wearing
You're
real pants.
You're in awesome pajamas, right?
Pac-Man pajama pants.
I'm the most comfortable guy.
You look like a teenage girl, though.
I haven't cut my hair in like a month or two.
Your hair is still looking kept.
It's pretty short.
Give it another month. Lou will look all like, hobo.
I don't know if it's a when Hispanic does it start thing, getting, but I got cowlicks like on the side.
When does your
back.
Hair start getting like stringy? Because I remember when you was real long, it was like, you know, stringy.
It's got to be super long.
Because it's like, you know, it's more fuzzy now.
There is just a solid year where I just look like the douche from a High School Musical.
I've never watched that movie.
Don't
know that movie.
You've seen him in the commercials, just the asshole with that curly hair, the messy curly hair.
I've literally never seen that movie.
Seriously?
Sorry. Maybe like a Bruno
you're
Mars kind of.
You're at a table
I know
with
Bruno
a group
Mars.
Of men in their 30s who don't know what the fuck
I only know the South Park spoof episode.
Basically like. You know, Kyle
Justin
Taylor.
Guarani, whatever that guy from fucking 2000. He's like the first American
what
Idol.
Is that?
He's like the second, the runner up of the first American Idol.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the guy,
the big fro.
They made the movie with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's supposed to be one of the worst.
They made
ever.
The movie in like 2001. Yeah.
Normally, I like watching all those like worst movies of all time. I've never crossed that line.
Well, that's not even rated as like, the worst movie of all time. That's just the most forgettable movie ever.
Oh, it's up there on like
is it really
the worst ever list? Oh yeah, absolutely.
I'm not saying it's good, but like
because they finished the first season of that show and they're like, quick, make a movie. And then it turned out just the quickest piece of crap they could.
I never saw it. I mean,
I never saw it.
I mean, it's probably hilarious.
Do people like, still watch that show?
Yeah, it gets good ratings.
Why?
American Idol?
Yeah.
Because people are entertained by contests about singing, I guess. I don't know.
I could go to a karaoke bar and participate.
Yes, granted, but most people like to sit on their couch and vote in for like some asshole from Tennessee who could sing a little bit. Because at this point.
Awful.
This yeah. point, you've already trolled the waters on people who could sing. Like, well, you're just getting people at this point who could basically
well, the
sing.
Other thing is, isn't there like 9 new ones? The Voice is big, right? Like,
yeah. The Voice, each one has like a different spin. Like,
but they're all asshole singing. The only one I've been able to sit through is the Steve-O one.
That's a weirdo game show. Like, where you got to sing while you're getting stabbed by scorpions and shit like that.
Yeah. That I
they do all sorts of.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah, it's like karaoke.
It's like put your hand in a mystery box.
Yeah.
Well, I did. I watched it.
Had some weird notes.
Because you recommended it. I didn't want to see it. But I was laughing hysterically when a guy, like, falls face first into cacti.
That's the best shit. No, my favorite is when they have them serving him food while they got cattle, like, bark collars essentially all over him. And they just zap him as he's singing. Yeah.
Like,
you just see the whole like left side of his body spaz out, and he falls over.
He hits those high notes.
Oh yeah, that boy. Yeah.
I mean, I always like seeing Steve-O get work because I just think he's hilarious. But even his show, it's like, come on, it's like, why don't we just shoot paintballs at people while they fucking try to read? Like, who cares? That could be a fucking TV show.
That was called Jackass.
Yeah,
they did that.
At least they were a little more clever than.
Usually, it's Ryan's dad on the toilet.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Bam Margera?
Bam. Yeah.
I do want to say, Dave, last time you were on the show, I called you out about not writing something for us. And I just want to say, super impressed. For those who are new to this, listening to us, or those that have forgotten, we are in actuality a comic book company.
Somewhere in there.
We're
you are,
an entertainment
right?
company at
entertainment,
this point.
But we do comic books as well as the podcasting. And Dave wrote us a fantastic script this week. Churned out almost 2. I just got the second email today.
Halfway through the second.
The seventh year?
Phenomenal, yep. Dude. That's awesome.
Thanks.
You're like a writing machine.
Can you go out with Pete? He seems to want to blow you.
I'll buy you flowers.
Okay.
How about a pat on the back, man? Why don't you get off his dick?
I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah, it just kind of hit me how the story should go. So
you want to tell us a little bit about it since
give us a little breakdown.
Yeah. I guess the basic synopsis is like fears are coming to life now, or they've escaped this thing and they're gonna start attacking the world, and this guy has to stop them.
Yeah, so basically,
I don't want to give away too much. It's like it's in the story.
Well, they're all named. You got all your major fears. You got horror, death, time, the truth, like all these cool
betrayal
concepts
of
fear that actually come to life.
Do you see this like as a mini series or just an ongoing comic?
Probably a mini series. I don't know how it would stretch beyond the climax. Like,
so how many different chapters do you feel like?
I see it going to like maybe 10 to 20 issues.
10 to 20?
Probably more like 20.
That's a solid run, dude.
Yeah, I could probably do 20.
So that's cool, man. Hopefully we get to see the first issue very soon, maybe at Comic-Con 2013 in New York.
I think we'll wrap the Hallowed up. We're doing the Hallowed book. We're about a little more than half done with that. And then it might be time for a little Seventh Fear action. Because if you remember back when you first wrote that story in high school.
Middle school.
Was it middle school?
I reread that story. It's pretty bad, right?
I remember
it gets
being
better.
Do you mean
end,
that something you wrote 17 years ago didn't stand up the test of time?
It was a lot better when we were 15. Yeah. I will say.
but it had like the main idea, which is a good plot.
But if you remember back then, I was drawing pictures from it because I dug that story big time.
Yeah,
cool, man.
And Lou, by the way, I'm not going to jock you too hard, or Brian's going to start making claims. But nice work on the new pages. Lou is working on The Hand of God, our new horror book for our Last Call series. And so some preview pages looking good, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
You could actually spot him on the Twitter account, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's what that was.
It's going a little bit in a different direction than our first one. Wanted to try something new out.
Yeah, but I like I like your style in there. It's looking good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's kind of like you're trying to immerse the whole comic at one time instead of just being like one page, one page, one page, one page.
Yeah, you know, I want to take, you know, all aspects of what I can do and put it into one book instead of splitting up the chores, more or less.
Have you learned a lot so far since, because it's like your first actual comic book you're working on? Like,
definitely the first one was a learning experience. If you take a close look at it, you can see that I get better each page, you know?
Yeah. I've seen that with my own stuff.
Because for those of you who don't know, was it our first comic last year? Lou did a fantastic job on the colors.
Yeah.
But this is his first time putting actual inks down. Was it inks or pencils?
Both.
Pencils?
He's doing them both.
Well, I mean, what's the actual, the pencil is called? Like when you actually do your art on the...
Well, it's pencils, but then it's inked, and Lou's actually handling his own inking duties as well as...
All right, but I'm saying, like, it's the actual pencils what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
just call it that.
Yeah, so this is the first time you got to actually, in a comic book, you know, put down your actual pencil. So, like, I just want to know, like, how did you go about it, like, you know, as far as, you know, the first couple pages where, like, because I don't know if he had his own way, but, like, how did you approach it?
Basically, just go through the script, do a really super sketchy outline of every single page, and then just start taking some reference shots of it, do some basic doodles, and that brought us to what we have on the Twitter account right now.
Nice.
Yeah. Welcome. And
so you weren't just inking that? Coloring it, you were drawing it?
Oh, yeah, I did every bit of it on the first page, which I should mention, you know, we're saying pencil and ink, but the whole thing is done digitally.
Yeah.
Oh, the coloring?
That's much easier, though, right?
Tablets,
pencil,
baby. Tablets.
The color. Okay. we used to do it traditionally, but...
Saves us an ass load of material.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So you just draw it, and then it, like, computer colors it.
We draw it into the computer.
Oh, really?
So there's no scanning or anything like that?
Yeah, no scanning.
Oh, wow.
You color it manually, but it's all done via a Wacom tablet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
our new guy, our third guy, Alex, he's actually traditional. He's a lot younger. He's, like, only, like, 23, but he's doing it pages. And he's going to have to scan it and go like that.
Okay. Yeah, we got to get him on here.
Yeah, so I gave him a call today.
Cool. So let's get into it. Let's actually start this thing off and do a little news to some. What do you say?
Hey, I'm all about it. Let's go. All
right. As usual, these are news stories that are not news to everyone, but we find them funny. So we'll start off with my favorite headline of the week. Marijuana cannon fires pot across border fence.
How high did it get?
What, the cannon?
The marijuana. You like my puns?
How high did they?
It says it got a good 500
got
feet.
Got a good distance.
Good 500 feet.
Yeah. Got so high.
It was so high, man.
So, essentially, I'll give you the breakdown here. They haven't caught anybody involved, but they actually said this is not a new occurrence. They found these things before, that these, I guess, cartels or whatever the fuck is doing this, actually builds these giant cannons that they put into the back of pickup trucks and blast about 30 pounds of pot over the border, which I guess they got guys on the other side scooping them up. Seems a little dicey to me, actually.
They have, like, the pumpkin-chucking guys fucking with the catapults, like...
They should upgrade. I mean, not upgrade necessarily technology-wise, but go bigger. Build a fucking trebuchet.
A trebuchet.
And just launch a 6-foot-wide bag of weed across.
I just imagine, like, being down in Arizona or wherever. California, I guess this was. Just having a big old, like, canister of pot land at your feet. Yeah. Like, ooh!
Like they missed.
Yeah, exactly.
What if you're the Border Patrol people and you just hear, like, all day, boom! Like, what the fuck is that? Are these motherfuckers shooting pot?
I mean, I can only imagine what it's like for the guys gotta, like, retrieve it. Or just the picture in my mind is like almost like football, where the guy's waiting for it to land in his hand.
I think it's coming in too hot. For the guy to start trying to go out there with the baseball glove.
I got it.
So in this particular case, they found more than 30 cans of marijuana scattered all across Yuma, Arizona, near the Colorado River. So these guys are just cranking these things out, and the only evidence
probably
they
just
had
a little bit of what they sent. Right?
Yeah, the only evidence they had that it was the cannon was they found CO2 cartridges, like big carbon dioxide tanks everywhere,
and it said it found bring back to the Hernandez cartel.
Yeah.
If found, please return. Dial Klondike 5.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's kind of like lowbrow but ingenious.
It right. is, until you actually see the photo of the cannon.
It looks like a ghetto rig, like it's made of, like, those pipes you get at, like, Home Depot.
Yeah, like a big PVC.
Yeah.
So it looks like a potato gun.
Yeah, it
looks
it's like a giant big potato gun. Potato That's exactly gun. What it is. It's a giant-ass potato gun.
All right.
Damn, I was hoping it was, like, an old-timey pirate cannon. Where they like
play with a torch.
Yar, fire the gun.
They like they're just chilling out by like the Pacific Ocean, just firing cannon full of fucking coke and weed and all types of shit onto shore.
Exactly. It's just some Mexican cartel going, "Have at them."
Have at thee. From hell's heart, I stab at thee.
Oh, man.
Only they're super high.
Seriously, the U.S. just needs to legalize this.
Yeah,
this is stupid.
I mean, like Colorado did, and they haven't imploded yet.
Yeah.
It's just stupid that it's not illegal in general. It's
that it's not legal?
Yeah, it's not legal in general. But, you know, anytime that you make something illegal, it creates a whole fucking underbelly, like, crime thing. If they just made it legal, it would cure a lot of problems for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
You ever see Boardwalk Empire?
I have not
I
seen
I love it.
Oh, man.
But like you said, Prohibition in the 20s created ridiculous amounts of crime in New York, Chicago, and, you know, all through the Midwest and whatnot.
Look what's happening in Mexico.
Those people,
because
if they would just
they're
get
fighting for this illegal.
Yeah, presidents get a fucking.
Well, the point is, pot is ridiculous. It's ridiculous to keep illegal. I mean, it does nothing.
Well, you just went to Amsterdam. How was there? Like,
I didn't just go. It was almost 3 years ago.
Didn't you just go for your honeymoon?
No, we went to the honeymoon. We went to Nice and then Rome, and then we went to Tokyo another trip.
So. Well, you've been to Amsterdam, right?
Yeah.
Like, how is it over there?
It's safer than New York City.
Yeah, so...
Because like, everyone's too
nothing,
lazy.
There's It's, like, awesome there. Everything's laid back.
I mean, you can get everything you want in one street, man. You get some pussy, you can get some drugs, like...
Oh, we smoke pot and then watch the live sex show.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
I mean, want to go to that.
How great would it be if... Because we're all from New York, and some of us live in New York City, and I work there, and... How great would it be to get rid of those, like, live peep shows and just, like, straight up, like, you get, like, your, like, little section of town where you go there to go have your sex and, like, you know, do your foul shit instead of being on every fucking, like, street. It's, like, DVDs and live peep show in the back. Like.
Yeah, I mean, like, the prostitutes in Amsterdam, they have health care. they could bring people to court if they're not paying. Like, they have recourse, you know. So like, there's no real problem.
So there's no pimps.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no
the pimp is the police.
Yeah,
like that's who protects them.
But except for prostitution, I mean, the weed thing. Who has ever, like, have you ever heard of anybody getting high and then committing a crime?
No, I've heard of people getting drunk and committing crimes, though.
Plenty of times. Oh, yeah. Like, I have, I think, 4 news stories coming up.
Yeah.
I've avoided multiple felonies while being intoxicated. But when
avoided?
I never got caught for them. But when I get high now, I just started getting high. I just kind of, like, fucking play some video games, man. Watch a movie. I don't really do anything.
I think the most I've done while stoned is bolster the chip industry. And put in some pretty solid time in Skyrim.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I definitely bolstered the chip industry. But it's like me and my friend Ken, man. Like, you can't just go through, like, one type of chip. You got to get, like, 2-3 bags.
Exactly.
Combine them in strange
You're keeping in strange Tostitos
way.
In business.
A little bit of you know what the number one chip for me, though, is the fucking Cheetos Puff.
I'm not a Cheetos guy.
Nah, man, that
I
is
don't like
just
cheese puffs.
Amazing.
They're delicious, but I think they're a little bit of a ripoff. Because half of that is air.
And delicious.
It's air.
In between the little bits,
like,
of air is delicious.
Like,
it's delicious air.
The value is the crunch. Cheetos crunch.
I mean, I don't want just like a bag of solidness. I just
eat a block of cheese.
Yeah.
Like a heated argument about Cheetos coming.
Yeah, that's the most. That's actually the most shameful thing I've ever done high. Polish off like a cheese plate.
Oh, God.
A cheese plate?
Like a serving.
Oh, with like the pepperonis and all that shit?
With like the 4 different kinds of cheeses?
See, that is like your heart raises
a little
bit.
4 different kinds of cheeses. Slice them up. Sorry.
Sorry. He's just looking at the ground all sad.
Was it those little cheese plates, though, are deadly. If you, like, sit near them at, like, a party, man, and you're just like, okay, let me get a little bit of this cracker, a little bit of cheese, a little bit of pepperoni, and all of a sudden you're like, you ate a third of the plate, and you're like, all right, I got to fucking get a drink or something. Like,
oh, yeah. And I was just, I think I was at my desk. It was bad.
Oh, my dog loves cheese.
Oh, man, dogs.
He's a gourmet cheese connoisseur.
You know, Ewoks like cheese.
Yeah.
It's a fact, they do.
Dave's dog's an Ewok,
mm-hmm.
for those who didn't pick
Does
up.
Does he wear, like, a little hoodie?
I wish. I want to find one.
You can get him.
You, one.
Yeah.
You can get
you should like.
That's dog. What I wanted him to be for Halloween.
And I wanted to sing, like, yep, dup.
Yep, yep.
Yep, dup.
Yeah, what was the deal with them changing that at the end? Like, I have the new
that
version.
That made me cry.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, it'd be better.
Rewatched it, and I was like, wait, the song's different. No.
You know, it'd be a better ending instead of the classic ending that I remember. You go to all the planets that you never were at before, and you see them, how they celebrated with a much lamer song. And the opera's in the background, and they're like, the end.
Yeah, you don't see anybody hugging on Endor.
Everyone was like, oh, dude, you get to see the Jar Jar planet. I'm like, everyone would rather forget
Why
the Jar Jar planet.
Why would any of those planet? Other planets know anything?
Bro, they should all get Alderaan.
Naboo should get Alderaan. Yeah.
This is straight up Alderaan. By the way, I actually rewatched that first movie, man.
Ooh. Why?
It was in Rift Tracks.
By first movie, you mean Phantom
Menace.
Okay.
It's fucking bad. Like,
it's a terrible movie.
I'm like, what?
Even the CGI is terrible.
It looks like almost 90s.
Yeah,
it looks very 90s.
That Jabba the Hutt scene.
Well, I mean, like CD-ROM-ish.
Yeah, but that Jabba the Hutt scene that they added back in.
Yeah.
Is. Well, I remember watching in the theater when they re-released it.
Are you talking about the re-releasing of
no,
the first three?
No, you mean episode
4.
Oh,
yeah. I'm fast forward. Even Jabba the Hutt in the pod race scene looks like shit.
Yeah.
True. But, like, in the special editions, I got confused for a second when they have Han Solo walking around them.
What about the whole thing they started with the who shot first, Greedo or Han? Where, like,
they
Han does
it.
Like a. This little, like, a head swivel. It's like, why even add that? Because it's retarded. The Khan can't kill Greedo. He's only a space pirate.
That's why to everybody who says, like, that the new Disney acquisition's a bad idea, I say just go fucking watch those prequels and the special
It can't get
editions.
Any worse.
They can't ruin it.
It can't get any worse than those prequels.
They might release 10 more. If we get 3 really good ones, I'll be thrilled.
Yeah.
That's 3 really good Star Wars.
And I hear the Carrie Fisher... And Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill are on board.
I believe we actually
reprising their roles as older, older versions.
Fuck wants to see that
we
shit.
We actually talked about it last week,
did we? Yeah.
It's their kids that are the main characters.
Yeah, who the fuck wants to see these
Pretty
fucking
sure
old
about.
Ass? Out
oh,
of
we didn't talk about it last week. I wrote it down for the other show.
So now we can talk about it.
Now we can talk about it. Yeah.
Who the fuck wants to see these old, out of shape, former alcoholic, drug addict people?
Carrie Fisher and Carrie Fisher and Carrie Fisher.
You know what? It's going to serve to tie the story together because it's not going to be about them. They're going to barely be in it. In fact, the rumor is Han Solo is going to die.
One of their bad kids kills Han Solo and Leia.
No one wants to see fucking Han Solo die. That's like the last thing I want to see. I'll do another Jar Jar movie before you fucking start killing off the characters from the fucking original movie.
Jar Jar movie.
That's my nightmare.
Why don't we just fucking throw the Viet Cong and Endor and burn that shit down?
Is that worse than them raping Indiana Jones?
They've already raped
that movie. What's done is done. Look, aliens don't belong in an Indiana Jones movie. It just looks so stupid.
Harrison Ford doesn't belong in an Indiana Jones movie at this point.
He could have. I didn't mind him. Shia LaBeouf was lame.
Let's table this for now, because
it's gonna get heated.
We're gonna go into movies shortly.
Okay.
So like
we're
still on news. We're just started with a pot cannon.
So marijuana cannon.
Oh, I did want to say that for pot protests, I want to show up with a mock legalized sign, which is four legs spread instead of like the pot leaves. For prostitution.
Nice.
Think that'll go over well?
Not bad.
Can't hurt.
Still a valid point.
Yeah. I'm down for it.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely legalize prostitution.
Half of them would probably run across the street and start supporting me.
Right? Yeah, definitely.
Excellent.
All right,
you'd be doing this across the street from a bunch of streetwalkers.
Because half of them, I want to mock them.
Dave. They're the children of the night.
I think you're getting them confused with vampires, but all right.
I think you're getting vampires confused with hookers.
They're one and the same.
They're all whores. Yeah, they'll do anything for money than vampires nowadays.
You got to watch out for them daywalkers, especially.
What?
They're sucking fluids out of you.
Wait, you mean to tell me
nice.
You mean to tell me that we can make billions of dollars by glittering? Yeah, sign me up. All right. Nice. Androgynous pussies. All right.
I'm going to skip the next news story because it's not that great. So we're going to just go on to stupid people because these are my favorite.
Da, da, da. I will do that every time, and you're going to like it.
No.
I'm about to jump across this table.
Carlos Mencia.
I'm going to do it until Pete goes on his rant about why Carlos Mencia is terrible.
I know, he's trying to incite me. I just don't want to start doing my impression and have to spit racist words into a microphone that aren't funny because that's what Carlos Mencia does.
He sucks because he's so forced and thick.
I'm so glad he's gone. So glad he just
He's probably still selling out
he'll
shows.
He'll be back.
He's definitely out there, but he doesn't have a fucking TV show where he can just... dumb down.
I didn't even watch his TV show. I didn't care about his TV show. I just didn't like his act. It's not like he was so super in your face. Like everywhere you went was Carlos Mencia. You had to fucking look for him and find him. But now he's just gone. Like you have to go to see a show.
It was the act in the TV show that was the problem.
Yeah, he was big for a while there until Joe Rogan took him down a notch. Like after the whole stealing jokes thing started gathering steam, that's when he disappeared.
Right.
And he's kind of like a pariah in the whole comedy scene.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. None of them like him.
Not to plug another podcast, but if you ever have a chance to listen to WTF with Mark Maron episode of Carlos Mencia, good listen. Because he calls him on his shit, and Mencia gets all defensive.
Oh, he's on it?
Yeah. Early episode. I think you have to pay for it at this point. Yeah.
Really?
It's like 3 years old, and they archive him. But anyway, stupid people.
Let's hear
Don't you dare.
I'm not.
Don't you? All right. My first headline here. At the John Hopkins University, gynecologist hides camera inside pen. So this guy is a gynecologist, and as you can tell by the headline, he put a small spy camera in the pen that he hung around his neck.
Oh, man.
This guy should be working for NASA, bro, trying to find out the mystery behind other black holes, bro.
I don't know if he's working on that grand a scale.
I mean, that's intuitive, bro. That's some engineering skill right there for how to camera in a pen like that. See some puss?
Long story short, guy gets busted. Guy kills himself.
Whoa.
He fucking killed himself.
Took a turn there.
It took a dark turn. Yeah. I just wanted to get that out into the open before we go any further. But they say that it's more than 2,000 patients that he had that may have been videotaped, and now they're having calls for people.
Wow.
Who cares? At this point.
Who are they going to call now? If
he had my fucking sweaty snatch on camera? Oh, no.
Now, my question is, if you're that gynecologist, how many of those vaginas are worth filming on average?
Yo, man, you got to stop putting the pussy on a pedestal, bro.
What I mean, you know what I mean. Like,
none, zero. Yeah. Fucking, that's my answer.
We have YouPorn.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily need to be going through shady meetings.
I think that's just not even it's not even the pussy that's getting that guy off. It's the fact that he's doing something fucking sneaky.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right about that.
It's like, I mean, first of all, he was there. He lived it. Like, what the fuck does he give a shit? It's not like he wasn't watching that puss and examining it all. He put metal clamps in it. I don't know what happens with these girls. But
maybe
like,
he rewatches it. Creepy shit.
Well, now he watches that?
Yeah.
Now the school's getting sued and shit.
So. What school?
John Hopkins.
For what? It was a medical school.
It was a medical college.
Oh.
They're getting sued because some creepo fucking did some sneaky shit in their school?
Yeah.
That's fucking stupid.
It's America. You can sue anybody for anything.
Welcome to the post-Sandusky world where the whole school
suffers
for the
crime. No, that's a different story.
It's a terrible thing that a handful of perpetrators did that now the entire school's program gets decimated over.
Well, the whole... No. See, I don't know if you know the whole story. The school... The whole, like, all the higher ups in the school knew about it, and they were like, let's just fucking keep that
shit. Yeah, this is different.
Well, what I mean is, the handful is the higher ups.
Yeah.
And the school itself, the students had nothing to do with it, except for.
The students weren't hurt by it, though.
Except for the ones in the shower, or whatever kids were there.
Okay, well, yeah, the ones
future that were students. My point is, it only takes an asshole to really make everyone's life hell.
I mean,
I figured. You go to a male gynecologist, you have to figure he at least somewhat enjoys that shit, right?
What, pussy?
Yeah, at least.
Definitely.
He's not, doesn't decide one day to be a pussy doctor and not kind of like looking at pussy. Yeah,
I'm shocked that that's still a profession for guys. Like, I'm sure that, right. Because I'm sure there's plenty of girls doing it. And I'm sure, like, if you were a girl, why wouldn't you want a girl?
You know,
do you think there are many female urologists
out
there?
Female.
No, that's different. A guy would want a female urologist.
I think I prefer that.
Yeah, but a girl, I think curious. Would feel more comfortable with a girl, not a guy maybe trying to rape her. Like,
well, I'm sure
the girls are more
comfortable
with girls. Yeah.
They're more gentle. They're getting, first of all, with a guy, you're getting grabbed, but with a girl, you're getting prodded. So, like, you're getting, you know, explored a little bit. So, I think they would want a girl.
I'm not a girl. I can't speak for it, but tweet us. Anyway, next one. Let's jump ahead. So have you guys seen the fairly popular YouTube clip? I know it was on, I believe it was on Tosh.0 at one point, of the children's hockey game where the coach trips the little kid.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
I've seen that, yeah.
They're going to
They're slapping five, right?
They're doing the little high fives at
the end
of
the game.
And then the coach just hooks the leg and drops the kid.
Yeah.
Well, said coach is now going to jail for 15 days, and his wife left him. Over this incident.
Boo-hoo.
Till death do us part, my ass.
Yeah. He seems like a douchebag in that video.
He is a douchebag. Yeah. Who trips a kid?
Really?
I mean, I've tripped kids, but not on film.
Shut up.
I mean, 15 days is pretty harsh, too. I mean, it's not like...
15 days as a
that's not
slap on the wrist.
Yeah. 15 days.
15 days in prison? You want to do 15 days in prison for fucking tripping a kid in a hockey game?
Well,
I don't want everyone in prison knowing about it.
Nobody anticipates when they do something like tripping a kid. Like, this is going to land me in jail. This is definitely ending up on YouTube, going viral, and landing me in jail for 2 weeks.
If I was him, I'd sue my lawyer for fucking incompetence that I actually got 2 weeks in prison for fucking that. It's like he threw the kid to the ground or punched him or stabbed him with a skate. He just gave him a little...
People get more time for drunk driving, so...
Hell yeah. Yo, your life is fucked up if you get a DUI, man.
It doesn't even say here if the kid was hurt.
Yeah. No, he didn't hurt the kid. The kid was in full hockey pads.
Yeah, the kid's fine, right?
Kid got up and tried to fight him.
Did he?
Yeah,
they
I
cut
didn't
that
see
part.
That part. Kid got up, got all pissed off, and the whole like team tried going after the, you know.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I pulled that move once where someone's running by and
hooked
put the foot out. But, you know, it wasn't even somebody I didn't like. It was someone I knew, and we were friends. But he was running his ass off, and I was like, I got to know what it's like.
Was he 10?
We were either, like, just before middle school.
So you were...
You were, like, 10, 11.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean,
so
it was
that
just...
This crime is greatly diminished when you did it.
Yeah, but he was running his ass off. And then once I did it, it was a Superman leap. I was really surprised by how much airtime he got.
You were clocking him, right?
To be fair, it was more of an experiment. I was like, I wonder what would happen. And then I had to do it. It was, like, a one-in-a-lifetime chance.
Every time I see a bike... Like a bicycle guy riding by me in the city. I just want to clothesline him.
Or put a stick right
in
the
tire. Like that other YouTube video of the cop who did that.
Yes. That was the bike protest. Mm-hmm. My cousin was one of the riders in that.
Was he?
Yeah. Did he get tackled?
Nah.
He got a summons or something, but it got dismissed.
What the fuck were they protesting on bikes?
That they weren't letting them ride their bikes in the street or something. They were ticketing people for riding their bikes.
All those people.
I don't know.
I hate the bikers, man.
It was like they wanted bike lanes, I think.
Fuck the bike lanes. I'll stand in the street in the bike lane. Like, wait.
I'd rather have them have bike lanes than be on the sidewalk with their bike.
No, it's a fucking city.
It's called
a
sidewalk.
Yeah, walk, take a cab, or fucking take the subway. There's many different ways to get things, to get yourself to places. I hate, because you know what, a lot of those people have attitudes too.
Yeah.
Like they're riding their bikes and they fucking they'll slap cars and shit.
Oh, I've seen people almost get into fights with cab drivers.
If you're over 14, stop riding a fucking bike.
If you're in the city, you should never ride a bike. You're in the city.
Well, unless you're delivering something.
No, fucking.
That could speed up the process a little bit.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
Nah, fuck them too. Walk it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't
walk it.
But, you know, that's the only reasonable time you can ride a bike. That's it.
No.
When I want my food, I want it now, okay? They better ride that bike, though.
I'm getting a hand
with the dick who's on his fucking Tour de France bike with his brand new tights and helmet.
That's like more of a Long Island thing than the city. Like the city, like you just see the guys who are like delivery boys.
You never seen a guy with
their messengers,
like
the messenger guys. Oh my god,
glasses and his armband with his iPod on and shit.
Well, that's more here than
here
the city.
On the island. I've gotten flipped off by no less than 20 bikers a month. Like those people are assholes. Fuck them.
They wander in the street too much. They think they own the fucking road.
Well, they get upset with you in your car. For owning the street or taking up too much space. And it's like, I'm sorry, I didn't see you there, tiny person on a bike.
Go to a fucking track, guy. Like, fucking zip around a track for a little while. Get the fuck off the street.
I'm too busy driving and dicking around on my iPod to notice you.
Yeah, man, there's so many things. There's so
many
gadgets.
Shitty little shorts.
There's so many gadgets in the world that I could hit. Like, I'm not trying to watch the side of the road all the time, man. Like,
yeah, you got to watch your videos on your iPhone.
Yeah, I'm digging around on my phone.
You're watching your Netflix.
Yeah, right.
Well, let's do the next one here. So, Dave, I think you were here for this one. I believe it was the last time you were on, where we talked about a guy who it might have been before you, actually, who accidentally pocket-dialed the cops while picking up heroin.
Oh, right. Well, we might have talked about it before this show, right?
Well, it happened again.
Oh.
We got another one out of Oregon this time. This time a woman. Pocket-dialed 911 while having a conversation with a drug dealer. 25-year-old woman cited for possession of marijuana, promptly caught because we have GPS.
Hmm. See, again, marijuana should just be legal, and then we don't have this problem.
Yeah, they should have locked her up for being retarded.
Agreed. Yeah. That's why this is the stupid people segment.
Hey, it's like, you call the cops, you idiot.
Now, what are the odds? This is what's been bugging me, is what are the odds of when you sit on your phone, A, they all have lock screens, right?
Yeah.
These got to be the
how does
old
it pocket dial the police? Like, is that on your like speed
is
dial?
Is it on speed dial?
Usually it's one, right?
Or recent emergency? Calls?
I don't know. Maybe
I don't know because my phone locks.
I can't.
It might be the old
pocket
school
dial. Like I press this.
If you
everyone at the
happening.
Table is now pawing at their phones
nothing.
Crazily.
Oh, I have a lock screen too. Oh, so I have to swipe it
screen,
and enter my code.
You can hit emergency call at the bottom.
Yeah,
and then you can make like
emergency
call.
But then you have to hit 911 on it.
I have nothing like that on mine.
You still have to hit 911, but it's possible
without
unlocking a phone.
All right.
While you're doing a drug deal?
Right. But while you're sitting in the car with
there's so many drug deals that you, by statistics, have to hit some people pocket dialing 911 during them.
I want to say that this is like, if they're smartphones, maybe it's like Big Brother type thing where they could fucking
possibly
just turn them on. Like they have a suspect and like, yo. Record.
They could listen in.
Yeah.
Quick correction to the
and
story.
They, just make it look
they
like
also
it
found meth on her.
Oh,
so well, that
she could have been a little fucked up. Like
that's.
She might have called 911 thinking she was ordering a pizza.
Like, oh man, I need some meth, cops.
Let's get off our high horse about the pot. All right, she's a meth head.
Oh yeah,
excellent.
She got charged for possession of marijuana, but also methamphetamines. All right, so I just wanted to bring that up because this seems to be a recurring theme of things that are happening.
Yes, people.
And it's all every week. I think we have a stupid cell phone story.
Yeah.
Somebody falls into a lake. Somebody pocket dials the cops. Just put the phone down.
The cops
turn it off for a few minutes. Dude, I don't know.
It's like any new technology. The stupid people that don't know how to use it and function in society. Like you get cars, and when people first got cars, they didn't know what the fuck they were doing. They were driving into rivers and shit, you know?
This horseless carriage is too hard to control.
I'm sure this will float.
It does everything else.
What an amazing invention.
You want to jump to my favorite place in the world, Florida?
Sure.
The dick of America.
The dick, America's wang.
Big yeah. floppy dick.
Bulldog shoots owner.
The, like a dog?
How?
Oh, I love it. So this guy, 35-year-old Gregory Lanier, driving down the street, just happens to throw his gun on the passenger seat. I don't know what he's doing with it beforehand. Has his bulldog with him. Bulldog apparently kicks the gun, blasts this dude in the leg.
Ouch. Did it kill him?
Went straight through the leg, into the door panel. The guy's fine, yeah. But of course the cops...
The dog was euthanized.
Right. It's a violent dog.
Committed a felony.
When dogs attack.
With guns.
He thought the gun was unloaded and had one in the chamber, which apparently he didn't account for. Mm-hmm. But cops are also wondering if this is a true story that he's telling, because it seems a little out there, but... He's the only one who got shot.
When my dog did it.
Yeah, right? This is high school.
They think he's protecting somebody.
I think the dog just had it out for the guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't care. Hey, Jillian, just walk through. Our editor is walking through.
Hey, Jillian.
Hello.
Say hi into the mic.
Hello, everyone.
That's our editor, Jillian.
How do you propose to walk through?
I'm moving.
Pete will move.
That's as far as I can.
Don't knock all these wires off, though. There we go.
This is professional.
Is this going on the podcast?
Yeah, I don't care. It's you like spontaneity, right? Yeah.
I love spontaneity.
Don't knock over that wire, woman.
You just cut it later.
No.
Oh.
Just keep it all in.
If you want to cut it, I learned how to edit like that now. Yes, I can cut it.
Oh, that's your prerogative. Cause
I'm good with it.
I think that'll do it for the stupid people.
Okay.
But there's just so many more.
There's so many, but...
There's not too many stupid people, not enough time.
It's a beautiful thing that, especially thanks to the internet, at any given moment, we could find a story about somebody being really dumb.
Yes.
Yep. Amen.
All right, so what's up next? What's on the menu?
All right. Jump into some movie stuff?
Let's do it.
Let's jump into some movie stuff. This is Price of Admission. We got, I pulled two, as usual. I like to just pull two movies, and we talk about whether we see them or not. So this week, we have two major releases. Number one, 21 and Over.
That looks funny, man.
That does look funny.
You think it's funny?
Yes.
Looks like a new Harold and Kumar.
It has the possibility. It was from the writers of The Hangover.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably one of those, like, yo, we're debauchery, one night of debauchery, and then everything works out in the end.
I do kind of see this one coming and going. Like, I don't think it's going to make that much of a splash.
It might build up momentum later when it's, like,
maybe get it
streaming.
DVD or streaming.
Well, movies that open up around, like, you
this
know, February, March, never really do good.
Yeah, that and it's...
They're gunning for the DVD release in the summer.
Well, I mean, a movie like that wouldn't stand up to the movies in the summer that come out usually.
But on
that's
DVD.
Why yeah, I mean...
Like stuff to watch on...
I'm definitely going to check that out, man. It looks... I remember seeing the preview for it when I saw movie 43, and I was like, this looks like a fucking funny movie.
Do you guys know the plot line?
It's a kid, a little Asian kid that's supposed to
turn 21, and they get him drunk and
he has his med school interview the next day, and his friends insist that he goes out and party, and they just have a wild night of debauchery.
Pretty much, they call it a coming of drinking age comedy.
I see, it's already clever to me.
Rotten Tomatoes gives it 36%. It's by first time directors John Lucas and Scott Moore, who also wrote the script. I don't know, pay to see it.
I would go see
that. Wait to see it.
You know,
I would probably pay to see it, even though Rotten Tomatoes didn't hit 50 or over. But yeah,
it's not certified fresh.
Yeah,
I don't really like Rotten Tomatoes too much. I think a lot of their times, there's a lot of hate.
I don't know about that.
It's a collection of a lot of different critiques from users and critics.
It averages.
So it balances out. That's why I like.
In general, though, like I like to just see, like, I'll trust my friends more than I'll trust, like, some website that's
more specific to, like, how you
feel. I've talked, all right, here's a good example. The new Die Hard.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the Rotten Tomato score, which was at a whopping, like, 16%.
Yeah, 16.
Maybe even lower now at this point, I don't know. But I've talked to a number of people who saw this movie. Dreck.
Yeah.
Everyone hates this fucking movie. They say it's terrible. It's the most hated Die Hard I've ever heard of.
Well,
even more than 4?
way more than four.
Four wasn't bad. They're
saying
wasn't good.
That John McClane, it makes no sense. The story's bad. The acting's terrible. Bruce Willis can't
come
run.
On, the did he phone terrible? It in? Like,
Bruce Willis can't run more than 15 feet anymore, and it's like completely unbelievable that he's John McClane is still capable of like. Maybe if this was the original Die
Hard. How did he not get a desk job already? I mean, he already saved the world like four times.
Well, exactly. The last time he actually did have a desk job, he was just delivering Justin Long somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And then they got into some craziness.
That's right.
I haven't seen this one.
Well, the big thing I keep hearing is that this one, he's supposed to be on this mission to Russia for whatever reason. And he just keeps going,
now it's international.
Apparently. I'm supposed to be on vacation. But he's not actually supposed to be on vacation. So the catchphrase is all off.
Is it even Christmas?
No.
Well, the last two weren't.
I saw it because I had a free movie ticket.
Oh, you saw it?
Free movie ticket. What
did
not pay. They're pretty much right on the money.
By free, you mean you had another movie ticket, and you're just like, oh, the movie's playing. I'm going to walk into that door.
Although my wife wanted to see it. I'm like, I guess.
Well, give us the official review.
They pretty much had it. I mean, he's way too old. From the get-go, he looks like a fucking mummy, and he can barely move. The story starts, his kid is like a CIA spy on a mission, and like a doddering old man, he goes in and fucks it up.
Right, yeah.
He's clearly on the mission, and he's like, son, wait, talk to me, I love you. And it's bizarre.
You're just getting annoyed with him at
and
this
then
point.
At multiple times through the movie, the most annoying part was they're in an action sequence, and they blindly jump out of a very high, like, multi-story building window.
Yeah, that's in the ad. I do not believe that.
Jump out of windows several times.
Well, to be fair to the whole Die Hard series, they've been doing that since the first one.
Yeah, well.
But when he was a young man.
Who cares?
But I mean, like.
Well, back when he was in a wife beater instead of a burly winter coat to hide his old man.
He's still
body.
In decent shape for like a guy in his late 50s.
I'm sure he is.
How is his one-liners?
Eh. It's not really
good. This is what I'm hearing from everybody, and that was a Rotten Tomatoes 16. So that was my point.
Yeah,
is that Rotten Tomatoes does nail it.
I'm
a lot of the time.
Second that. They're pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Because it's not just one person's review. It's,
I mean, I get what it is.
Viewers' reviews, critics' reviews, then it's all compiled. So it's not just.
Yeah, but I tend to have just like my own opinion on everything. Like,
you like that fucking Aliens game. Right.
But you factor in like silliness and shit like that. But they're more like professional movie criteria. I think.
I can live with it.
I mean, you dig that kind of movie, like the American Pie, you know sort of lowbrow.
You know what's funny? But you mentioned American Pie. I only saw the first one.
It's the same kind of thing.
I never seen the rest of them.
You never
it's
saw
the same
two,
exact.
No.
I thought I saw two with you.
I've never seen two. I've never seen. I think I might have saw the wedding one. Cause that's the one where Stifler dances with the gay guy.
Yeah.
I've seen that one. My step aunt's in two.
Really?
I won't tell you who she is in it. I'll tell you when we're done.
All right.
But I'm gonna
say
that's.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm going to say nay on this one. I'm done with this fad of, oh, hijinks, we're not supposed to be here.
I've had plenty of drunk nights where I've ended up in weird situations. I don't know if I necessarily need to see.
Yeah.
Are you talking about 21? 21. I thought we were talking about Die Hard.
We're back on 21.
I was like,
yeah, we're back
oh, you saw that one or you saw Die Hard?
No, I'm just saying
I saw
Die Hard, but I'm done with the fad of this goofy hijinks movie.
I don't think it's a fad. I think it's always been there.
Since Animal
it's
House.
Been
man.
There, yeah, the 80s, I was going to say. Like,
well, I don't think I liked 70s. It then.
Animal House was
not
70s.
Not a fan of it now.
So
you know, Euro Trip, American Pie.
Euro Trip was awesome.
The other one we were just talking about.
21
Vegas.
Hangover. Hangover was classic, man.
Hangover 1, yes.
Two over the top.
Well, Bangkok has you now.
But that's besides the point.
Two isn't bad. It's just the same movie.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but
I can rewatch number one a million times too. I liked a lot the first time, and then I was like, I saw it.
Yeah, but when they saw Hangover 2 came out, I expected the same concept. Just
I was hoping they wouldn't follow it to a T.
Wait.
It was exactly the same to the point where you can predict
is better.
It.
One is better, but two has a funnier part where. He finds out that he got banged by the
tranny. That scene was weird,
but it is ridiculously funny.
I love Ed Helms' reaction to that, where he's just like,
"Yeah, it's like no."
That scene's very funny. It has its funny scenes. I love the monkey.
Mike Tyson singing fucking One Night in Bangkok.
That was weird to me because
the first movie had a better Mike Tyson cameo.
Oh, way better.
Well, because he was like just
he's playing the piano.
Yeah.
I enjoyed Paul Giamatti.
Oh, no, he's listening to the music.
He listened to the Genesis, Phil Collins song.
He just pops the guy.
He still got it, man. He still got it.
All right, let's jump ahead. So 21 over, yeah. I think we can all.
So I would pay.
Brian will see it.
I'll pay.
You'll pay to see it. Yeah. Lou won't. I think I will watch this, but I'm not going to go to theaters. I'm going to wait till it comes out, but I will watch it. I do occasionally enjoy the kind of raucous, dirty flick, you know?
I love that shit. Like movies like Sex Drive, Euro Trip.
The older I get, the less.
Sex Drive was surprisingly funny.
Sex Drive is very good.
Yeah.
That's a very funny movie. It's been on Comedy Central.
I didn't think it would be that good when I first watched it.
It was a lot of fun, man.
I saw it when it came out, actually. Yeah. That one was a surprise. Didn't get a lot of attention, I didn't think.
I always love those drunken stoner movies. Even Hot Tub Time Machine is basically the same thing.
Another great one. That's another great one. That movie is super funny.
Thank you.
So let's switch genres and go on to the next one. Other big release this week, Jack the Giant Slayer.
No.
No? Just straight up no?
Nay.
It's another one of those fucking fairy tales turn into a grand epic adventure.
Into an epic, yeah.
Fairy tales are like 3 pages long. Brian's, and they're trying to stretch this shit out.
Brian's pouring himself a drink, but I'm going to go and guess that you have zero interest in this flick.
The only interest I have is I really like that actor from X-Men and Warm Bodies.
Nicholas Holt?
Oh. It's the same guy?
Just like him, yeah. He's Beast, and he's the zombie in Warm Bodies. Right. I do really like him a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, he was Beast in First Class.
Not
Kelsey Grammer.
I was trying to figure out who he was in the original movie.
He's not Dr. Crane.
Not Frasier Crane.
He's not Dr. Crane.
I didn't know what character he was in X-Men. I thought he was Firestarter or something.
And actually, he was actually through 75% of that movie, he was the actor and not the Blue Beast. He turned out that shit at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that guy a lot. But that movie, again, it's like one of those fucking fantasy, kid stories.
The Jack one.
Yeah, Jack and the Beanstalk, basically what it is. Yeah. It's that they, let's hip it up, let's add some fucking flavor to it, and let's throw it out there. Like, come on, this last, 2 months with Hansel and Gretel, and this shit, Gretel. Wizard of Oz.
That's next.
You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of just the one part of Lord of the Rings Two Towers where the trees are fighting. It's like, oh, they're just now giant people fighting. That's all it is. That's the entire movie, though.
Well, this one gets a Rotten Tomato score of 62%, which is not bad. And it was directed by Bryan Singer, who you might know from the X-Men movies, the shittiest Superman movie.
The first X-Men movies.
Well, the recent shitty Superman movie.
Oh, my God, that was so boring.
And, Valkyrie, which I liked with Tom Cruise.
Was that good?
Valkyrie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never saw it.
It's good. It's all right.
I saw it, and then I don't remember it.
I
know the story.
I had one problem with it, and that's that nobody keep their fucking accents simpatico. Mm. It's all like... Tom Cruise has an American accent. Everyone else is British, and there's a German guy, and they're all Nazi.
They're all supposed to be Nazi,
exactly. Yeah. But it's not a bad flick.
I actually know the story.
Well, you know how it ends before you even watch.
So,
it.
He doesn't succeed.
It kind of deterred me that I just knew how it was going to end.
You're like, oh wait, Hitler doesn't die. Like
I liked watching the History Channel explanation of what actually happened.
See, those are better. Yeah. I don't want to bring up this movie, but necessarily, but the movie Titanic, you knew it was going to end with the ship sinking, but there was an alternate story that wasn't true. While that movie Valkyrie, it was based. That was the story they were going on. Was the true story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it wasn't it was historical instead of just being a movie. So.
I did dig that movie, but anyway, back on to Jack the Giant Slayer. The funniest part about this is the second I heard it was released, we had actually gone to see them do live riff tracks on the original 1940s version.
I don't think that's the same movie.
It's the same name, version. Same name, but of course they grandiosed it.
No, I think that's Jack and the Beanstalk.
I did a little research.
Yeah.
It's based off the same story, but brought up to date.
All right.
So it is, in fact, the same kind of movie.
They're fighting an army of giants.
Yeah, army of giants. That wasn't in the original because they didn't have the means for it. It was a dark wizard.
Is there a singing harp in this one?
I can only hope. There are shots of a beanstalk, and there are shots of, that two-headed giant at the gate. But I don't know. I don't know what to make of it, actually. The CGI kind of looks a little spotty to me.
I don't think I've seen a single one of these fairy tale movie things.
They're not worth it. I saw the Red Riding Hood one.
I didn't see that.
Piece of shit.
Oh my God, that was so bad. The only good part was Gary Oldman.
I didn't see the Hansel and Gretel piece of shit.
Looks
movie.
Like a piece of shit.
Hansel and Gretel. That was like that Van Helsing nonsense.
I didn't
see
the Snow White remakes. Both of them I didn't see.
the Hansel and Gretel thing, they're like, in what year would you put that? It's in the 1800s, yet for some reason they have super advanced shotguns and probably a car. Like, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
I don't care. The whole basis is that there's a witch trying to eat him when they were kids, and then they come back and like, oh, you didn't eat us, bitch.
Like, did you see that? Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter?
That was awesome.
Yes, but that's not a retelling of any fairy tale.
That was
no, I'm saying it's that kind of thing where it takes place in a certain time period in the past, but everyone has perfectly modern haircuts,
right,
and they speak in modern lingo. And it just, it doesn't.
That's because they're lazy and they didn't want to try.
No. Well, because it's appealing to people. People don't want things that aren't familiar.
They don't want to work to understand what they're saying.
Exactly.
Well, I just don't think they're going to bother to get the right look of a movie when it's fucking Hansel and Gretel fighting witches.
Well, the vampire
whatever,
one.
Give him a gun.
The Abraham Lincoln one did nothing for me, for the record.
It was, you didn't go in that movie being like, I'm going to laugh at this movie.
I did. Because that's all you can do with that movie.
It's, yes,
it's
hilarious.
It took itself way too seriously.
Yeah, I saw that movie free on an airplane. I want my money back.
Really? I was hysterically laughing the whole time. I was like,
it took itself way too seriously.
But I didn't go into the movie theater like that. I was like, this is going to be
if they played
fucking
up,
hilarious.
If they played up the humor and like how silly the entire concept of it was, it would have been a better flick.
He chopped a fucking tree and blew it up. Like, it was like, no, he's like, go harder. And then the vampires tell him to go harder. And he's like, boom, and blows that tree up.
And then at one point, my favorite scene, though, is
you're not helping.
He's chasing the one vampire, and who just starts whipping horses at him.
Oh, my God. It's like the scene out of fucking The Lion King. I was like, oh, my God. There's all the wildebeests. What's going on? It was hilarious. They're jumping on horses and shit. Like,
no,
hilarious.
Mufasa.
Hilarious movie. All the vampires wear sunglasses, and I was like, that guy's a vampire. Like, it's not a big surprise to me because I was like, he's wearing sunglasses. I don't know why they would wear sunglasses.
Doesn't it affect their skin? I didn't know. It was just
they might sparkle. I don't know. It depends.
No, those vampires didn't sparkle.
They
just got to keep
the sparkle thing. That's the Twilight shit.
That's all Twilight bullshit.
They show their true skin, I guess.
They sparkle? I never saw a Twilight movie.
Don't.
So.
I saw the first one. Basically, the premise.
Stop. I don't even want to live it.
The premise is that once like the sun hits them, like their true like form is like. The best I can describe it is like the inside of like a quartz rock. It's like kind of like that.
No.
And
so they don't die. They just like
sparkle. No, they're just beautiful. I guess.
Oh, wait. We have a lady chiming in.
But true form. That's not. It's a true form. Bullshit.
Speaking to the mic, if you
know. It's not true form. They're hard as rock. They're like stone. That's why they sparkle.
I did not just compare
the
bitch to a fucking quartz rock.
That's actually makes it so much worse.
I didn't say it would make it better.
She didn't say that.
I knew you were going to come after that. But yo, did I not just compare it to a quartz rock?
Yeah.
Well, I like your explanation better.
Hard as stone,
true form,
quartz rock.
I was
whatever.
Thinking, oh, they're all really gay. And that's why they've got glitter on them.
True form. I was picturing like Castlevania.
And I don't want anyone to take that out of context.
That should be a movie.
Not the good kind
of gay.
They've
been talking about it forever.
The bad kind. You know what I'm talking about?
Like the Annie Milonakis kind?
Yeah.
Wait, is he gay?
You could say that's good or bad, but he's gay.
Is he?
He's lame. He's gay.
I don't know what sense of the word you're throwing out here. So.
You know, like the South Park biker gay.
That clears it up.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got in Twilight necessarily, but
let's not do that.
We're
again.
Doing fantasy movies.
So,
yeah, Jack and the Giant Slaying.
I'm going to say nay on Jack.
Nay on Jack.
Boo.
Boo from Dave.
Brian. I'm just not watching it.
Not watching it from Brian. Meh from me. I might watch it when it comes out on like streaming or something. If it's on Netflix, I might give it a shot.
I wouldn't even like on demand for free. I might stop while I'm flipping through the channels if it's on regular TV, but I'm not even going to like click on demand.
Speaking of Rift Tracks and speaking of Twilight.
Yes.
Did you hear about the Kickstarter thing?
Yeah, man. Rift Tracks doing a Kickstarter to get the rights to Twilight.
So they can actually...
That's the only reason I watch it then.
Yeah.
Well, they want to actually do it like old school MST3K style where it's like live in front of the movie. And they hit their goal like within
a
day.
Mystery Science Theater.
Oh, they hit it already?
They hit it. I got a notification on my Facebook. It was like, it just said, well, that escalated quickly.
How much money did they want to raise?
It's like, I forgot the exact number, to be honest. I don't have it in front of me.
That'd be funny.
It's up there. I want to say $150,000 or so.
They just did it right away.
I can't
they
say
just
that's
got the
true.
Money. Like,
boom, done.
Well, they have a pretty good audience because they sell out a lot of
the best audience. Going to those shows live is amazing.
It's a lot of fun.
Do they have any connection to Mystery Science Theater?
They're the
same
guys.
Same guys.
It's the guys who voice the robots.
Mike Nelson, Kevin, and... I forget the other guy. It's Servo and Crow.
Right.
Yeah. Now that you blanked on the names.
Kevin Murphy and...
I'm blanking on the names.
Mike Nelson, Bill, Kevin Murphy, Bill. And Bill... Bill something.
Bill something.
Bill something.
Thanks, Bill.
He's Crow.
We love you, buddy. That's pretty much the two movies I pulled. Does anybody have any reviews or recommendations of anything they watched this week?
Well, since we're talking Mystery Science Theater, I do want to plug, my favorite Mystery Science Theater movie.
Yeah.
Which is Warrior of the Lost World. You ever see that?
Ooh, yeah, I saw that one.
The guy with, the computer bike who's talking to him and shit.
No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah. It's like Knight Rider on a bike.
That's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It's like Mad Max, but he's fighting future Nazis.
I need to see this. I didn't see it. I don't know this one.
You speak about future Nazis.
It doesn't need them talking through it to be funny. But that's
how good it is.
Did you speak about future Nazis? Did you see on Netflix they have a movie called Iron Sky? Where, the Nazis were on the dark side of the moon this whole time after World War II.
Oh, my God. Is that what that's about?
Yeah, and they're coming back to bring the fucking Thousand-Year Reich.
Yeah.
And, they're, in space, and hilarious. They're attacking us, all their ships come down. It fucking looks awesome.
Holy shit.
That sounds crazy. I want to see it.
That sounds awful.
That's right up your alley.
It sounds right up Lou's alley. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Nobody likes ridiculous Nazis more than Lou.
I actually...
Make them zombies, make them... fucking porno actors. It's
that's one of my favorites.
I actually watched a couple of those Oscar movies this week because you gave them to me.
You want
to
talk about that? You want to do a little Oscar stuff? Because it was...
Because now we have the results, right?
We have results.
Movie of the Year, Argo, and I thought, it's just my opinion, but I feel that Django's why you go to the theaters, bro. It had everything.
No, because there's...
Did you see Argo?
Yes, Argo.
Oh, okay.
I feel like there's... kind of three ways to look at it. There's the movie you think will win, there's the movie you want to win, and then there's the movie that you had the most fun at. And what Django for me was the movie I had the most fun with, but I can understand why that wouldn't be for everybody. Argo was a little bit more palatable for everyone.
Argo was a really good movie.
And Lincoln's the one you thought would win.
Lincoln's the one I thought would win, and I was secretly hoping it wouldn't because it bored the shit out of me.
Yeah.
The only reason why I knew that it wasn't going to win is just because that I knew Daniel Day-Lewis was going to get that best actor.
Of course.
And they didn't want to double it.
Yeah, they didn't want to give too much to one movie.
Well, they shorted Affleck for the directors.
He wasn't even up for it.
It was nice that they
gave. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
They shorted it.
They didn't
best movie of the year, he's not even nominated for director.
Well, Tarantino wasn't nominated either for Django. For Django, I mean.
For just Django, yeah.
The D is silent.
But that's horrible.
Look, I mean.
Credit where credit's due.
Look, I mean, I didn't see Life of Pi. It did look awesome. The visually looked awesome.
Wow, you know my feelings.
Yeah. And then this movie, Amore, kept getting praise. And I'm like, this looks like a fucking dud.
No, I don't want to watch that.
Old people who are foreign.
Speaking French. Yeah.
Just because a movie is different, than other movies doesn't make it anyone wants to see that.
But look
shit.
Who won last year. Did any artist. Of us watch artist. The artist?
No.
The guy actually he walked into he gave an award out for fucking the Oscars and I was like who the fuck is this guy, even though he just won I think best actor last year and fucking movie of the year.
Was it the same guy who directed? I didn't know that.
Oh, I don't know. All I know is that fucking movie's on Netflix, and none of the other best movies of last year were on Netflix.
I'm gonna bust down this list real quick. All right, so this is a little. Redeeming here. That's Christoph Waltz got supporting actor. I was very happy
by far. But
From Django, right?
Oh, he's so fucking good in that movie.
Yeah, he's a fantastic actor. In
so
general.
Good to see him play a good guy too.
That might be why I was so pissed when he got killed in that movie.
He was a good guy in another movie, man.
Oh wait, from this point going forward, spoiler, 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 spoiler.
This
should be
this
good.
This podcast should just be called Spoilers.
Spoilers. Yeah. It's already a podcast called that shit.
Well, you know, I was going to second him, but I thought that it was too easy for him to get killed the way he did.
He got blown away by a double shot.
That was the beauty of it to me.
He just through this last time I was here.
The guy is like a crazy marksman in the beginning, and then all of a sudden he just
throws it all away just to
he's
kill him.
Basically just waiting to get shot at the end.
Well, because the whole time you could see when he went and entered Candyland that when he saw D'Artagnan get ripped up, when he saw the way he was treating the slaves, you saw it affecting him.
That's more of a buildup of him killing the guy.
Exactly, and it just took its toll on him to the point
where... But not how he did it, right?
He couldn't not kill
but I'm just
Candy
saying,
at that point.
how he died.
Here's a better thing. Why didn't he kill the bodyguard, take the guns, shoot the other guy, and then he might have a chance to get out of there alive?
Like, he was so
because
capable
Django
of getting out
of
there.
Then wouldn't have the as
yes,
much of a
yes,
drive.
Because realistically, the whole time, he's like this precise man, and fucking Calvin Candy unnerved
him. I understand
him.
That.
Oh, he's the most precise. Until yeah.
But honestly, if he shot that bodyguard, the guy who's like Dexter's dad on the...
Yeah.
On Dexter.
Yeah.
Like, he would have probably
everyone
been a
refers
lot,
to
a lot
him
better.
As Dexter's dad. Yeah. I love that.
He was in the Warriors, too. He was Ajax.
He? That's Ajax?
He's also Raiden in Mortal Kombat, too.
Holy
he
fuck.
He was Raiden.
You're right. He is Ajax. I never put that together. I'm embarrassed now.
You know, also, another funny thing that from that movie, you know the guy who's like, Warriors, yeah. come out. It's T-Bird from the fucking The Crow.
From The Crow. Yeah. That one I knew, yeah.
Did, there's two things. One, I want to mention that Christoph Waltz, did you see the thing he did on SNL?
No. Yeah,
like
no.
The Django ripoff thing?
The Jesus yes. uncrossed?
Yeah.
I tweeted
We're going to have to YouTube this later.
I tweeted it out. It's amazing. Okay. It's like the newest revenge flick from Tarantino. It's Jesus. And if you see him like...
Oh, Jesus was Django. Like
yeah, he unseals his tomb. Yeah. And then he's killing dude.
Killing Romans.
He's killing Romans going, say hi to my dad yeah. for me. He takes like the loaves and fishes and starts whipping them like throw knives through people's faces.
Okay, we're definitely watching this.
We're so oh, I'm yeah. going to put that on when we're done.
And you guys talked about The Crow. The rumor is that they want to get that kid from X-Men First Class who played Xavier.
James
to
McAvoy.
Reprise that role.
To be
Please
The
don't.
Crow? Yeah. No, he'd be terrible
Please
as The Crow.
That's
don't.
What I'm... I agree
bad
with
choice,
it,
bad
that is the
That's the worst news I've heard since they wanted Bradley Cooper to do it.
If they could just delete the other
Wait,
four
they
want
to do another Crow?
They want to reboot
wanna
The Crow.
Reboot
nah, leave
don't.
It alone.
I know.
Exactly. Just, it's
still,
fine the way it is.
It's
the first movie,
up.
Too? Just it, leave Bradley
It worked
Lee
so well
being
in,
the
being
Crow.
In the early 90s with the music they yeah. had on it and the feel
Fucking
of the movie.
Stone Devil Violets.
Yeah, it just worked in that, yeah. that time.
I rewatched it not too long ago, and it's still a good movie.
It's on Netflix, man.
It doesn't have that old, like, 90s. Like, eh, it kind of got lame since then. It still holds up to movies now.
They made about 3 or 4 sequels on a TV show. It sucked. Everything has ever sucked yeah. about a cool character. Because you know what?
They
I don't
made two sequels.
I'm saying, like, they made, okay. they made, I know they made two,
a
and
lot
then three
of
with Kirsten Dunst.
There, yeah. Yeah.
And then they had a TV yeah. show with...
yeah, they had a crappy TV show. Yeah. It went like a season, that's it, maybe.
Let's not get too sidetracked here.
Oh, yeah. What are we talking about?
Oscars.
Oscars.
We're talking about it. I got the full list here. I'm going to go through some of just the highlights. We're going to skip some of the bullshit. So, best animated feature, Brave. Disagree. I give it a record.
Ralph. Was, I didn't actually, you know what? I didn't see Brave. So
I saw Brave. Did not a lot for me.
Really?
But yeah. all those Pixar films always are so good.
They're always so good, but this one.
Brave wasn't.
Brave just no. didn't hit me in the same way.
Lou?
I saw it like on an airplane. It wasn't great. Record Ralph definitely was much, much better.
Wreck-It Ralph blew it away. I guess the animation in Brave was a lot more crisp. So
yeah, but that was intentional. They were both.
What were the other nominees?
I don't have that in front of
those,
me. We're just going with
those were the two main anime. Like there's other ones that were nominated that realistically didn't hold up to those things.
So the two were Brave and what else is it?
And Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph was nominated.
John C. Reilly.
That's what I wanted.
I heard that was really good.
Phenomenal.
I want to see that.
I've watched it 9 times.
It was really good. That's one of the movies that I watched that got better because I liked it at first. And then I was like, I really liked it a lot. And then, you know, I watched about 3 or 4 times.
You go back to it. It's so good.
Sounds like it's Toy Story for video games.
It is. It is. Yeah. Because they all live in their separate arcade machines, and they all retire to the Surge Protector, yeah. which is where it's
so
like.
It's like Toy Story.
But it's so fun. And yeah. As a lifelong gamer, you'll spend a lot of time picking out all the references.
It's pretty cute. They incorporate a lot of the old guys, like Q-Bert. Like, it's like we even put him in some Q-Bert. Of our. We even put in some of our bonus levels, you know. They gave him work because, like, the machine was taken out of the arcade.
Yeah, when you get unplugged, you're unemployed and homeless.
Yeah. It was fun.
Moving on. We're off on digressions again. Visual effects and cinematography both went to Life of Pi.
That, I
agree. See that.
That tiger was amazing. Yeah. I just didn't like Richard Parker.
I never saw the...
Richard Parker.
The whole movie. Richard Parker. Richard Parker.
It kind of got annoying.
Richard Parker.
See, I haven't
Richard, fuck you. I'm sick of that. I hated that movie.
I haven't seen the flick, but during the Oscars, they showed a lot of clips of it. And like I was just like, man, I kind of made me want to watch the film just because how visually cool
There's
it
There's some crazy,
if
trippy
I,
scenes
if
in that
I
movie.
Saw that in like IMAX 3D, my... I don't even like 3D. If I saw it on IMAX, my opinion might be different. But
know. It looked awesome.
I'm going to say something fucked up. I hate shit that's too ethnic. Even if it's Hispanics.
You're Hispanic.
If I see, there's this one really popular Hispanic actress. She's in a bunch of commercials. And every
time I see her.
Oh, I
can't get enough of her.
Every time I see her, I go off on like that South Park. Oh, tacos. I want that tacos. I go off on a fucking tangent.
Yeah,
like,
I want a pink taco.
Super.
Like she's every, fucking fabulous. I can see her all day.
Every time I see a Hispanic who's just super ethnic, I'm like, oh, yo quiero tacos.
I think you're in the minority on this one because
she's a Colombian goddess.
Yeah, she's perfection in human.
No. No, I don't think she's.
Do you watch Modern Family?
That's what she's from.
Shut
right?
the fuck up.
No, she was in Four Brothers. That's the first time I ever noticed her.
Four Brothers.
But she's fantastic on Modern Family.
I saw that with
super
you.
Funny.
Sorry, but.
Did you hear your past?
We're going to move ahead. We're going to move ahead. We're going to keep going. No surprise. Makeup, costumes, all that shit goes to Les Miserables. Which I liked, oddly enough. I'm not a big musical guy, but I liked it.
Still didn't see it.
Sound. Les Miserables, because that was the only movie with music. Supporting actress, Anne Hathaway. Even though, spoiler, she's dead within half an hour of that movie.
She's the worst.
Damn it, you ruined the movie for me.
Maybe not in
no,
movies.
But here's the I watched that one part where they all came out and sang the song, and the only thought I had was, wow, Wolverine and Catwoman got pipes.
If you ever see her in a real interview, she's the biggest, most annoying ditz you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But she got pretty boobs.
She's sexy.
Production design went to Lincoln. Score, Life of Pi. Disagree. Original song, Skyfall. I like that.
Yeah.
That
Adele's really, performance is actually
that's
really good.
That's a good song. Especially
I like that
for
song
Bond.
A lot.
For cool. Bond has a lot of good songs.
Yeah, I mean, it's like one of the top.
Oh, yeah. Bond
songs
tribute
even.
That they planned fell through, apparently.
Did you see her performance? She did a really good job.
Yeah. YouTube did, but... They were originally supposed to have all the Bond actors.
That was
on
Adele,
stage.
Right?
Yeah.
Adele, yeah.
But they also had What's Her Face. I forget that the singer's name, dude, the Goldfinger song.
Right. I didn't see that part.
Tina Turner?
It's not Tina Turner.
I caught
She's,
it. No, I caught
called,
the show late.
No, trust
she
me.
She did Golden Eye.
It's not Tina right. Turner. It's Goldfinger, and I forgot who. I didn't actually see it, so. It was. I heard it wasn't that great, actually.
What?
Her performance of Goldfinger. It's kind of a redundant song when you think about it.
Goldfinger.
Director went to Ang Lee.
He would not shut the fuck
That's
up.
That's for Life of Pi.
Life
right?
of Pi.
He would. He got up there and literally like thanked the entire country of India, like individually. And it doesn't matter. And then he
dare you.
He proceeded to thank like all the people in Taiwan. And then he thanked his wife. And like he had like three kids that he individually thanked. And I was like, get the fuck off the stage. It's already running almost 12 o'clock, guy.
They're playing the music. He's like, oh, they're playing music to back
you
me
know what's
up.
Funny? They didn't even play the music with him, but they started playing the music on Tarantino when he eventually caught it.
Tarantino had the weirdest speech
the
of the night.
Original screenplay, Tarantino for Django.
As he should have. That
Agreed.
Was fantastic.
Did anyone understand what the fuck he was talking about?
What was he
back?
Doing? He basically said, there's so many great writers that he went up against this year. And they started playing him off the stage really quick, and he was just like, "I know I gotta go off stage." And then he eventually, he went on to say that this is going to be the year of the writers, where like, you know, basically there were so many good writers and so many good scripts this year that this next year is going to be like even better, basically.
Right. Moving on, we did director, best actress Jennifer Lawrence.
She went up against like a
I like her.
What was she? That in?
She was the only person I even knew.
Silver Linings.
All right.
She was the only person. Like the lady from Amour was up there.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
And then I didn't know. I really didn't know. I didn't see any of the movies that the other girls were
but like Jessica Chastain in Zero Dark Thirty was in there, I believe.
See,
I
watched
saw
that movie.
Sally
good.
Field in Lincoln.
She wasn't the lead. She was supporting.
Supporting.
Yeah.
I thought she was lead actress. I don't know who lead actress would be then. But of course, actor Daniel Day-Lewis.
That guy's born to win that award.
They should have started the show by like giving it to him. And
might as well. Everyone knew it was happening.
I kind of really just wanted Bradley Cooper to win, just for the simple fact that like, how many times has that ever happened in a movie where like both of them get the award?
For he wouldn't have won because I don't think he was all that great. The movie is not that great. It's not like Oscar contender great. It's
I'm not
like a romantic comedy.
I'm not saying that he deserved it. I'm saying it would have been cool to see the two people from the movie that, you know, the two leads in the movie got the
Oscars. True.
Has but that ever happened?
I doubt it.
Maybe. Who knows?
The two leads from one particular movie.
It's been going for like 100 years. Probably
it's a possibility.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the nomination shit was weird to me, too. Like, supporting actor, for Argo, they nominated Alan Arkin. I'm like, why would you put him as the best supporting when John Goodman and Bryan Cranston were both way better than him?
Yeah, they were. Every time they were on the screen, Alan Arkin, it was like, ooh, this is that good
He was playing Alan Arkin.
Alan Arkin had the best line in the movie.
Which one?
Argo, fuck yourself.
Yeah. They all said it a lot.
Yeah, but he was the
first one.
He was
the first one, yeah.
Doesn't matter who said the funny line first. John Goodman was great.
He was good.
Cranston was great.
Cranston was barely in that shit.
He was in it more than Alan Arkin.
It was less.
I guarantee you it doubled the screen time of Arkin.
I felt like Cranston wasn't even in that movie a lot. Like he basically
he was a major character from the get-go.
He was never a major character. He was like the leader of the CIA.
Yeah. More than the film director, who barely had anything to do with it.
That the whole first part of the movie, him and Goodman, and
and there you go. Goodman's in it way before him too, and he's up until the end. And Goodman's fantastic in the movie.
I'm not saying they're all good in the movie. I'm just saying that Alan Arkin was it was probably
playing Alan Arkin though. The other guys were playing characters. He was playing himself. He was playing the same character he was in Little Miss Sunshine, which he won an Oscar for already. So he already won his Oscar for that role.
Well, going away from it.
That's the point, man. You can't get an award for playing yourself. It's basically you get an award for living.
Exactly, and he brought nothing to the role. Meanwhile, the other two were doing really good work. Yeah. That regardless, the right man won. Christoph Waltz won, so I don't know why I'm going off on this. But Best Picture, of course, Argo, which was my pick, so I'm happy about that.
I just knew that Django was going to win. I just knew it.
Wait, that it was wasn't going to win.
Yeah, well, of course it wasn't.
But that's realistically the movie that deserved it.
The pretentious Academy wouldn't allow that. But you watched Argo finally.
Oh, yeah, I watched Argo. Argo was a really good movie.
That'd be your second pick.
Quickly, just what were the other ones? Definitely not a Moore. Definitely not Lincoln. Lincoln was fucking supremely boring.
Life of Pi.
I didn't watch it visually. I think it definitely deserved all those visual awards. But from what you guys said, it was kind of a fucking lame-o movie.
Nothing happens in that fucking flick.
Zero Dark Thirty, I watched. Definitely didn't deserve to be fucking movie of the year.
That movie should be called Last 30 Minutes.
Look, seriously, if that movie was killing anyone else besides Ben Laden, it wouldn't have been up for the internet that shit.
Yeah.
It really wouldn't have. Mm-hmm. Silver Linings Playbook shouldn't have won. I ended up watching that.
Silver Linings wasn't my favorite.
That it was an all right movie, but it got a lot of praise, a lot of love. But realistically, I thought Django combined everything you want to see in a movie.
Yeah, but that's you.
No. Look, it had a great look to it.
You're not thinking like the Academy voters, the old white guys who don't like blood and gunplay as much.
I'm just talking about I think it had the highest rating in every category.
Yeah, but you're your standard 30-year-old Call of Duty player. Like, that's not for everybody.
It is.
That
for
works
everybody.
For me. That works
there's
for
a love,
you.
There's a
that
love story.
The guys
for
at this
there's
table.
A love story for the girls. There's action for the guys. There's
the
fucking
there's not
music.
A love story. He's got to get the girl. I don't think there's one scene where they're actually like together. Like
at the end, jump
barely.
In there.
Not really.
The stuffy old people are not going to dig that shit.
Yeah, they're not going to dig it. I mean, it's a great movie. It's probably one of my top three of the year, but I don't think it's as appealing to everybody as it is to us. Of our demographic,
right,
is my point.
That's the word.
Argo works on so many levels
for everybody.
My parents will like it. My grandmother will like it.
The thing with Argo, I think it was a great movie. But then why wouldn't a movie like The Kingdom be nominated for all those awards too? Which
Kingdom
is basically
was a little more,
the same fucking thing.
Argo had almost no violence to it when you look back.
I mean, didn't have any violence to it. But
no bloodshed.
The Kingdom didn't have any violence
it's
to it
all
like
suspense.
Last 20 minutes.
Yeah, but still.
Did everyone notice that there's like three like really nationalistic movies up in the Oscars here? You got Lincoln, you got Argo, you
I
got Zero Dark Thirty.
That I was getting like, I was getting antsy after a while watching the Oscar movies.
And then they
that
had Michelle Obama
to,
come on.
I just wanted to get away from the Middle East for a little while after watching all the Oscar movies because I'm like, I'm super afraid of Arab guys gathering outside my house screaming.
Yeah.
Because that was most of the movies.
It's like Iran Revolution. We're killing Osama bin Laden.
Exactly. And it's like, oh, these people just like to gather outside of
and
buildings.
And you got Lincoln
screaming.
There, which is like, apparently my cousin's like, oh, they just made that movie to mirror Obama.
Yeah. Then you're super jingoistic after watching that, and you're all like, America!
Yeah.
You know? So that's it for the Oscars. Let's get past it. We've all seen the movies. As usual, I did what I do every year. I watch all the movies nominated, and then I don't watch the fucking ceremony. I'd rather watch The Walking Dead on.
Because of the show, I actually felt invested in it to a point, and I actually did watch. I had a really fun time watching it too. Like,
how was Seth MacFarlane? I know he's your guy, so
I mean, you don't have to say it all shitty like that.
No, no, I mean, like, I know you're within his fan base, so like, it was from a purely.
It was a breath. All I can say is a breath of fresh air to see like a legitimate, like not like an MTV thing, but like a legitimate like you know award show, where you had like funny skits. And, you know, he was genuinely funny. Like, he had a whole thing with, you know, the Ted Bear, right? He came up on screen, and he was like, oh, I just want to tell everybody that my full name is Theodore Shapiro. I'm trying to get a little bit more work out here because of the whole Jewish thing, right? It's like, Mark, you got a burger in your name. Are you Jewish? He's like, no, I'm Roman Catholic. Like, that's the wrong answer, Mark. I was, you know, he actually offended the women and the Jews.
Yeah, some people are upset with him, but, of course, they're the
they
people already who asked get
them. They do it again.
They're the people who get upset about everything. Yeah,
I was
so
talking
care.
To someone at some party once. She was like, I don't know, Orthodox Jewish, and she was like, Family Guy's horrible. They're always making fun of Jews. I'm like, they're making fun of everybody.
Everybody.
Like, you can't take offense just because they make fun of your group of people.
I don't like...
And I'm Jewish.
Yeah.
I'm not even that into Family Guy anymore, but it's like, relax. They hit everybody.
It's at this point like South Park. Like, they make, South Park makes fun of everything.
Yeah,
like,
they make
who
fun
cares?
Of things that are near and
don't
dear
take
to me.
Offense.
I think all these...
And I'm fine with it.
I think all these award shows should take a better host. Like, they... Get Howard Stern to do it. Fucking,
you know what? I like about Seth MacFarlane? He's old school. He's funny. He can sing. He can dance. He's like one of the, like he's like a variety show.
Oh, he had my favorite.
He can do it all.
My favorite moment, right? They did a whole song and dance at the end with him and some girl that did the pre-show with him. And after the winners of all the awards came out, they had to change. They had to have a set. You know, words they had to use because depending on who won or lost, because the song was like. You know, the winners won, but you lost, and they kept saying all the people who lost.
Oh shit!
Right, so the lady starts singing the wrong words, and he right in the middle of the song, and he's just like, "But those are not the right lines, right there, right?" And he corrected her in the middle of the fucking bit, right?
Like, if you ever want to see Seth MacFarlane at his best, and I didn't watch the Oscars, so I don't know, but watch his SNL hosting. The guy can do it.
Oh, I saw that. I think
He's really good.
As far as the Oscars go, they should get people like maybe like Trey Parker, Matt Stone, or like you know.
Oh,
Howard
they're not
Stern,
welcome.
Well, you look at like the
they're not getting
Howard
anywhere
Stern
near.
Will never be an Oscar host, nor would he make a good one.
After the MTV Music Awards, when he came in as Fart Man, they're not letting him anywhere near.
That was when he
he's got nothing to
live
do with,
TV.
He's got nothing to do with movies.
Yeah.
Since Private Parts,
does he have anything to do with singing?
No. Dancing? No. Yeah. Like
talk radio.
Stern could do almost anything, not this. You know, like, that's not his. The guys they picked in the past, last year, like, James Franco and Anne Hathaway was a disaster. And before that was, like, Jon Stewart, Billy Crystal again, David Letterman did it for a bit.
Billy Crystal was good, like, in the early 90s, late 80s when he was a big deal.
When he was relevant.
Here's the most important thing, is no matter who you get to host the Oscars, people are going to bitch about it afterwards anyway.
No, I'm not bitching at all. I like
it. No, not you. Yeah. People in general. Somebody's going to find offense. Somebody's going to find it boring. Somebody's going
to
find it distasteful.
People will still find offense to things in this day and age with all the social media. Ridiculous.
It's impossible to win.
You know, I like Seth MacFarlane, but what is with him and these fucking... old-timey dance numbers, whether it's his
he loves that. He loves musicals. If you don't like almost every Family Guy episode has a
he referenced.
How many of you guys enjoy when Brian and Stewie are singing on trains and shit?
Oh, that that's
sometimes they're funny. Sometimes they miss.
It's actually one of the things that turned me out to Family Guy. But again, the aforementioned SNL, he did a musical number that was really funny. He does the best Marty McFly impression I've ever heard.
When they make fun of Mark Back to the Future, it's like the pinnacle of Family Guy.
He's funny. I can't stand music in comedy usually.
Yeah,
90% of the time it's a dud, and it brings it down.
I'm always open for anything.
There's only one movie where I thought music and comedy worked.
South
and
Park.
That's the South Park.
South Park.
Oh, sorry, I meant. Not South Park, but that one's good too, but the other one.
The one they did, Book of Mormon?
Team America.
They had like two or three songs in it.
They had a lot of songs, and they were all funny.
Everything
like
Trey
everyone
Parker,
has AIDS. AIDS.
Everything Trey Parker and Matt Stone do has original music by them.
They're musical guys.
I'm like still waiting to be able to get Book of Mormon tickets.
You didn't see it?
Crazy,
I saw that was great.
Expensive too. I mean that.
Yeah, that's why I'm waiting.
My girlfriend paid $250 or $300 pieces.
I want to get to the end here. So why don't we put a pin in this part?
All right.
And We'll do a quick piece of little TV stuff. What do you say? Little fill up my DVR?
Sure. You don't want to go through the bubble stuff?
We'll cut. Yeah, let's just blow through it. We'll blow through it really fast.
Why? We got.
What are we at? What are we at?
$1.20
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
I don't want to do the marathon shit.
Well, who cares? What are we doing?
It's hard to listen to.
Uh-huh.
I fucking go on a train like two times a day.
You know, so much.
Let us know what you think, listeners.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, TV stuff, not a lot this week, the standard. I was given the story about a new History Channel miniseries because they had some success with that Hatfields and McCoys. I don't know if you guys watched
That's a huge success for
them. I wanted to see that. But
it's pretty good.
They're actually making it into a TV show.
Is it worth buying on iTunes?
It'll be back on.
It's worth a watch.
It's worth a watch.
Have whatever way you go about it. I don't know if you're spending money on it.
They're actually making a TV show.
Rent it.
I don't know if that'll work because it worked so well as a miniseries.
I mean, I don't know. They're making a TV show. I'm just telling you.
All right. but from the creators, now that History Channel's got a little taste of scripted TV, they're starting a show called Vikings.
Right.
Exactly what it sounds. And they're also doing a show called The Bible, but I don't dare bring that up in this room because most of us have
I didn't see anything except a poster for that.
No, it looks good. It looks like it's just the stories of the Bible.
I don't give
a
shit.
Moses,
I only saw a poster on the side of a bus where it's like Jesus standing on the water looking down at you.
It's not going to be the true portions of the Bible that they always gloss over. It's going to be like loaves and fishes and walking on water and here's all the fantastic
bullshit.
How
are you doing that, man? Doing what?
Walking it's like the Charlton Heston version.
Yeah, it's not going to be Jesus telling people how they should be beating their slaves properly or any of that
fun.
But this is by the creators of the Borgias and the Tudors.
Yeah, I saw the ad actually today. It looked pretty cool. Like,
which, Brian, you've spoken very highly of both of those shows.
The Tudors is, I think, the Borgias is better because there's a lot more shit going on. But the Tudors is another good show too. If these guys made it, I mean, it's not on Showtime, but I mean, it should be pretty good. Like, I do enjoy all the shows that I've watched with those creators.
But just a heads up on this show. Not the most positive reviews.
Hate is gonna hate.
Hate is gonna hate. Mm. So give it a watch and tell me what you think. It's on this Sunday. So a day after
Sunday.
Day after this is released. Day before this is released. So you'll be able to watch, catch up, whatever.
Choo choo. We actually came upon a whole list of shows that are on the bubble. There's about 15 shows that could be getting canceled at the end of this year.
Sorry, bubble is there.
Meaning,
it's canceled.
Are they going to be canceled? Are they going to be renewed?
Yeah. Right. Like, they're on the bubble. Basically, they don't know whether they're going to be in or out. Parenthood is a show on NBC. It gets about 4.8 million viewers.
Don't watch it.
But the thing is, NBC has had a horrible run this year, and it might just get a second season just because that's actually...
Parenthood been around a few years?
I've heard of that.
Parenthood's been around a while.
Seasons. Yeah.
Maybe
no, it's
five
been,
or so?
They started when Modern Family came out.
Yeah, so they're on... Modern Family's on four. So they got to be around the same.
Yeah. It's got
Craig T. Nelson in there.
Yeah.
I know
the
that
chick
show.
From Bad Santa.
Yeah. So that's on the bubble. I think that's going to get another season just because NBC has had terrible ratings in general.
Watching The Office.
Don't watch Parenthood.
I'm done with The Office.
Really?
I stopped this season. I couldn't After Michael Scott left, it lost all its luster. And then they brought in James Spader.
I don't know. Andy's been kind of holding it up.
He's not even on it half the time. Yeah. They wrote him out of the show.
No. He's back now.
Yeah, but for most of the... All right. We're getting on.
All right.
The next show is Nashville on ABC. And it's with that Connie Britton from...
American Horror Story. It's got Hayden Panettiere.
Is this a scripted show?
This is a scripted show. It's about like some bullshit with
Nashville.
Country music singers.
I already hate country music, so why would I want to watch a scripted show about it?
I'm not into this.
Well, I'm saying Connie Britton probably should have stuck with American Horror Story.
Well, she got, spoiler, killed.
Yeah, but it didn't matter. All those people, it's not like they continue the story.
Yeah, but that second season was unwatchable.
All right, but it's a good thing, though, that if that's the way they're going to do it, the third season could be totally different. It could be good. So
hopefully they get it back on track. But what are the odds for
it's averaging $6 million on ABC, unfortunately, so this looks like it might be getting canceled.
Yeah. You know, I know people who like it, so that's kind of sad.
The Following, which we actually reviewed about 2 months
that's
ago.
That's with Kevin Bacon?
Kevin Bacon. Yeah. I saw the first two or three.
I didn't even see it. Sorry.
It's not bad. And I'm
What is this plot?
He's a FBI agent who hunted down a serial killer, catches the serial killer who happens to have started kind of a cult behind him. So he actually
has... So he has a following.
He has a following.
And also Kevin Bacon is following him because he's a FBI agent.
He catches him in the first episode, and it's him chasing them, the followers and stuff.
You got to have a double entendre for any title.
It turned me off right away when it fell into cop show cliches.
Yeah.
Where, you know, he walks in and his partner, his new partner's like, I read your file. You don't play well with others.
Oh, no. And don't tell me they said that.
Actual line from the first episode. Lost me, picked me back up by the end of the episode.
All right, we already reviewed that, though. This actually got 10 million viewers a night.
Oh, so that one's good.
And it's got 10 million DVR viewers.
That one's good to go, though.
So this one,
that's
going like
to continue.
Kevin Second Bacon season. Will be chasing around Daniel
Poultis.
What's his name? Purify?
Purefoy,
yeah. He'll be chasing him around for a while.
Yeah, that'll get a second season.
Vegas actually has, it's with
Michael Chiklis.
Yeah, Michael Chiklis and Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid, yeah.
Actually has $9 million, but the thing
viewers?
Is.
Viewers?
Not yet, 9 million. He actually has $9 million on the show, no. Has 9 million viewers, but the problem is you have two big name actors and the sets are really expensive, so
yeah,
they might just
point.
Cut their costs and get the fuck out.
Or they could go more low budget.
No, for
Vegas.
Just can't do
it's
it.
It's Vegas.
The Chiklis and Quaid already cost you so much, and then all the sets and all that stuff, it doesn't get the viewers.
What channel is that on?
That is on CBS. CBS does monster ratings with, like, Big Bang Theory and all the NCIS.
I'm not big on a lot of these network shows, to be honest with you. I didn't even know this one really existed until recently.
I saw it. I was always meaning to watch it, but I just never kind of got around to it.
All right, here's the lowest of the low, the CW, the Carrie Diaries, which is
CW.
Carrie, like
Sex and the City.
Sex and the City prequel.
Would have been better if it was Stephen King's Carrie.
This only gets 1 million views. And
good.
This has a monster.
Shop it.
Like, the fact that it only gets 1 million views and has such a monster following is it's gone. There's no way they bring this bitch back.
Yeah. That's got to go away.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for a Sex and the City 3, like, old gals on the prowl.
I'm not.
Girls? That was the first episode of Sex and the City, bro. What are you talking about?
I just make fun of it.
Where Carrie just becomes
the first
Blanche.
Episode.
That was the very first episode.
I mean,
who's that all day?
Yeah. 1997, Old Bitches on the Prowl. Yeah. Like, that's the original working title. The next one is Smash on NBC. The first season of this show.
Did that do good?
It's Angelica Houston. The first season did amazing, right?
Yeah. I heard bad things.
Second season, no one's watching this shit. It's only averaging about 4 million on NBC, and it looks like it's gone.
Smash was a movie first, right?
No.
I'm thinking of a different movie.
You're talking Fame.
Fame.
I want to live forever.
Yeah. I'm not into Smash.
Now, going back to that's on NBC, and that looks like Smash is going away. I'm sorry. It got canceled. It's gone.
Oh, that's got canceled.
It did get canceled.
No, how about that?
Woohoo! Yeah.
Okay, now going back to you. These
shows that don't affect me, I'm just
not
happy.
At all.
I feel bad, actually.
Now going
people
back,
are out of work. Woohoo!
Now going back to your office, the Mindy Project on Fox.
Take my least favorite person
on
the
Office. Is going to be gone.
Office is done after the season.
Yeah.
But Mindy is Kelly Kapoor on New Office.
Oh, yeah, she has a new show.
Mindy Project.
Show. Right. I watched it twice. It's awful.
Awful.
It's so bad.
That's sad because she's a writer for The Office.
Yeah, but she's my least favorite character on The Office, and I think I project.
It's getting 3 million viewers. But
not bad, actually.
They're saying it's kind of like Arrested Development in the sense where it's growing a buzz. I'm not trying to compare two shows, but it's
got a following.
It's got a cult following.
Right.
I've seen it. There's something about her. She needs to stay behind scenes because
that's what I mean.
Seeing her on screen is just a
she's
buzz.
Annoying.
She's super irritating.
She played annoying on The Office. That was a good role for her because she is annoying.
Yeah, but she was my least favorite character on
and
the
she
show.
Was,
but
she
it's
was
funny
minimal.
Seeing like Ryan squirm with the how annoying.
Well, it was good with the back and forth between the two of them.
Right. She's not good.
Then they both left too.
The next one is Happy Endings on ABC, which
I like that show.
Has amazing. It's one of the better shows on TV. I think.
I think it's super funny.
And the problem is that they just. They're tanking it, basically.
They're going on to... They're on
season
Friday
nights
3
now.
And they kicked them to Fridays, which is terrible.
No. Fridays are the death of television.
Yeah, absolutely. They're just done.
It's almost as bad as Saturday.
That looks bleak, even though it has Damon Wayans Jr. and the girl
Elijah
from
Scrubs.
Yeah, a lot of good people
the
on that show.
Chick from Scrubs. It's a funny show. I like it.
And they put it to the graveyard, bro. I think that's just going away.
Ah, that's a shame. It's one of the few redeeming shows.
Now, here's a... I don't watch it, but I'll stick up for it just for the simple fact that the show called The Good Wife with Juliana Margolis on CBS.
Margulies?
on CBS. It gets 9 million viewers.
I've never even heard of this one.
I have heard of this one.
This is another Sex and the City alum.
No. This is like she's a lawyer or something.
No, the husband is
fucking
on
flush it.
It.
Sick of fucking lawyer shows.
No.
Enough.
I'll give this
cop show, lawyer show,
this one.
Cop show, lawyer show, doctor show.
No.
Cop show,
this,
lawyer show, doctor show.
Yeah. All right, shut up for a second. This one deserves to live on.
Why?
Because it goes up against fucking The Walking Dead and Downton Abbey and still gets 10 million viewers. Downton Abbey.
Just half the show is correcting bullshit.
It's up against those and still gets 10 million. It's sticking around.
No, if it's doing that kind of numbers at that kind of time slot.
I mean, it deserves it.
Yeah. Then keep it around.
Yeah. But I don't watch it.
Move it.
Yeah. No. Why would you put something else when it's still getting those ratings?
Put it on a better night where it's not.
It'd probably get more views if you put it up against like some crappy things.
I don't know. It sounds like a dud to me.
Oh, of the show?
Every time I hear lawyer, court drama, I'm like, enough.
Lou knows what I'm talking about. He's nodding his head.
I was doing a little looking on like shows that were upcoming, and it showed like 15 shows that are in production or have currently been casted. 10 of them were fucking lawyer shows.
Yeah, they love that.
Who the fuck gives a shit about lawyers?
Law and Order like went on for like 15 years.
Do you know how many lawyers are on the world?
Lawyers, doctors, cops. Lawyers, doctors, cops. That's all we get.
I was gonna ask.
And
he's
a mob doctor.
He's a lawyer, but he's on pills, and he thinks he's three people. And you're like, fuck off.
How do you feel about Castle then? Because it's got your boy in it.
Oh, Nathan Fillion. I haven't actually seen it.
Because it's not your kind of show, but
I did myself a favor and didn't watch it.
The plot is a
Can I get that back to you? Thank you. All right. Julian insists upon that I read you the stupid plot.
The stupid plot.
It's a politician's wife whose husband gets caught in a legal scandal.
At least it's politics.
All right, I'm changing my opinion. Cancel this stupid shit.
All right, as long as it's not a legal.
I still want to see House of Cards on Netflix.
That's
I was
a political. Mention
it. I watched it.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin Spacey's always great. But
is it good?
It is crazy slow.
I heard that. I heard that
it
about
is
it.
So slow.
But I heard it's worth a watch.
But if it's Kevin Spacey, it's got to be awesome.
It's not bad, but it doesn't move fast enough for me.
All right, so the next one actually is a huge popular hit. Is Community, but it's just like Happy Endings. It's a cult hit.
It's
and
dead. I'm a huge Community fan.
I used to watch that a lot, but I just kind of stopped.
I've seen every episode four times. This season is not holding up because they killed the whole creative team behind it and that whole. There's a whole snafu. I don't think it's going to make it past this season.
There's so many problems with it. You know,
at this point, they fired the showrunner. Chevy Chase left. He's still on it.
He's still on at the moment. I thought he got fired or left.
I think he may have done a few, and then he's out. I don't know. He was on last week. So
You know, it's going to end up being a Arrested Development type thing where it's going to get like 1,000 streams on fucking Netflix,
and then Netflix will do a new season on it.
Yeah, it's the most brilliant show out there. Well, for like our demographic, like I keep saying, it's great. The 8-bit episode that they did last year in season 3 was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. It's them trapped in an 8-bit video game playing against the guy who played Gus from Breaking Bad. It's amazing.
Okay.
There's a show on the CW called Heart of Dixie. It's only getting 1.4 million viewers, but the CW has to bring something back because their whole lineup, they don't have anything.
They can't just lean on Arrow the whole time, I guess.
No, it's 1.4 million, and they have to bring something back. So.
Yeah, I guess so.
So this one gets...
they miss the Buffy and Dawson's Creek days, don't they?
Well, have... I think they have Supernatural.
Supernatural's on there,
but
right?
It's running like 8 seasons, and they don't have anything left to fight.
Oh, they can't keep that momentum.
There's nothing left.
There's like 8 seasons on Netflix. Like there's like 150 episodes on that shit.
I mean, I watched all the Netflix episodes. They were really reaching, like, around 6. And at this point, they're fighting, like, evil lawyers.
Ugh.
This is
lawyers!
In Supernatural?
Yeah. I mean, they're, like, demon
I think I
lawyers.
Saw the first 2 episodes of Supernatural.
They're, like,
stopped.
Demon lawyers at this point, but it's, like, ugh.
Answer me one question, because I almost started it.
Sure.
Is it super, like, teenagery?
No, it's basically if Buffy were more adult.
Yeah, it's a little dark.
Okay, then I might give it a shot.
Yeah. But I found it boring.
All right, so
takes a little bit to get started.
The next one is Hawaii 5-0.
That's still on?
Yeah, But this is going to stay because they only need one more season to get syndicated.
And oh, they're keeping that shit.
So, yeah, Hawaii Five-0. It doesn't get great ratings, but they just need one more season to get that syndication.
Has that been on that long?
The year after Lost ended.
Wow, I've never seen an episode.
Because it's got what's-his-face from Lost.
Jin, yeah.
Yeah, Jin. I'm going to put these next two together because ABC tried to recreate the TGIF magic from the 90s with these two shows with Tim Allen and Reba McEntire. Last Man Standing with Tim Allen and then Malibu Country with Reba McEntire.
These are television programs.
Yes.
Last Man Standing?
Do you have the ratings on those?
No, they're both getting canceled. There's good. No more TGIF.
Because those...
But they try to recreate that magic they had with TGIF. Like, do you remember, like, you know, when we were kids?
Yeah, well, they're lacking an Urkel in that lineup.
Mm. I'm saying, remember when we were kids, we'd go home and watch, you know, TV on Friday? They were trying to recreate that whole thing. Not happening.
Not happening.
No one watched
with
it.
With a new Tim Allen show that nobody gives a shit about?
Yeah, it's the worst.
Reba McEntire, really?
Well, her show, Reba, went on for... I didn't watch it, but...
That went on for a while, right?
Yeah, it went on for, like, 28 seasons of that shit.
Wow.
No, but seriously, it was like as long as Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah, I can't believe that show went on for as long as it did. That one has had, like, 8 or 9 seasons as well. Like, Reba had, like, 8 or 9 seasons.
It didn't feel that long.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Those were eight or nine years.
I don't know.
I think it was 2 seasons a year, really, but...
Oh, one of those.
No. It had a legitimate run. Like, it had a legitimate run. It went from, like... 1997 to like 2004 or some shit. Yeah. With CW, poor CW again. Beauty and the Beast, $1.5 million.
Oh, that's with Lana Lang from Smallville, or same actress. Yeah,
I think
I don't know her name.
But this one cost a lot because of all the fucking bullshit.
Was this one like a remake of the old one with Ron Perlman and Linda Hamilton?
Yes.
Wow. Is he in cat makeup?
He's got a scar.
He's got a scar.
Yeah.
How is he a beast?
I don't know.
He also has yellow eyes.
This show's getting pieced, though.
Could not give a shit.
Yeah.
So CW's, again, on this list, is getting pieced. And then the last one, Fox has Raising Hope, which is actually a...
Super funny.
A super good show, but just like Hawaii Five-0, one more season for syndication.
Keep it. Give it another season. That show's great.
So they only need one more season for syndication.
That show is really funny if you haven't watched it.
What's it called?
Raising Hope.
Raising Hope.
Did you like My Name is Earl?
I watched like 2 seasons of that and just stopped.
It takes place, it's the same showrunner, like the same guy, same creator. So it takes place in the same universe. So they actually pull in characters from Earl to be...
Quick question. Earl was a pretty popular show and then one day it was just gone. What happened?
The ratings dipped.
They're willing to get rid of a show that quickly?
Yeah.
It got redundant with the, like, the list thing over and over.
But that's the funny thing about Raising Hope is they'll be going through their story and you'll see, like, the TV in the background and it'll be, like, a local news anchor talking about the man with the list.
Right.
Our editor came in with some news about Beauty and the Beast. Beast is from a government experiment to make Super Soldier.
Boo.
And he's a really hot, apparently.
Well, that's to get the teen girls, but that just doesn't cut it.
He's a super soldier.
Oh, he's a...
It sounds even worse.
He's a super soldier, he's super pretty, and it sounds super boring.
Yeah.
Well, it's getting canceled, so it's not a huge deal. So that's the 15 shows that are on the
bubble. That's the whole list there?
That's the whole list. And,
Sorry, that Taylor's was just going through my head the whole time we were talking about.
I want the Ron Perlman Catman instead. That sounds way more intriguing to me.
Well, I mean, we do have enough time to talk about a little bit of Walking Dead show. Let's
cover Walking Dead real quick. Are we all up on it?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Who doesn't watch that on Sunday?
Well, you know, we're always...
I DVR it. I'll watch it like Monday night.
Because we record this on a Friday, we release it Mondays. We're always like a week kind of behind, which is good. Gives people a chance to keep up. But what did you think of this past episode?
Oh, man. You see the army being built on both sides.
Yeah.
I hope Tyrese doesn't end up checking up with the governor because I'm a comic book fan.
Looks like he's going to.
That angered me.
He's like, whatever you need, we want to earn our keep, you know?
But he's going to, I think, like Michonne, he's going to see that the governor is up to no good.
I'm hoping.
Because he's an honest to God good guy.
But will it be in time?
Tyrese
before
is too,
they start fighting in prison.
Tyrese is too good a character.
And those two guys that wanted to like kill Carl.
Well, those guys aren't in the comic. Well, the one guy's in the video game, but they could. I don't care
if
they side with them.
You can't go in the comic. Kill,
you won't see that much Trace. Longer. They're going to die.
Yeah.
If they're not in the book, there's a good chance that they die fairly quickly.
Unless you have famous actors playing them as Norman Reedus or Darryl. Michael Rooker.
Or Daryl and Merle. The Dixons, of course. Well, I thought this one was a little slow.
Well, you know what?
But I think it's a build-up.
Well, yeah, it's a build-up.
I don't mind that and show, because the whole season's been so rapidly paced. I don't mind you build up a little story.
And yeah, by the way, okay, once again, you cannot count on Audrey for shit.
Angela?
Andrea.
You mean Audrey too?
They're plant monsters, severely lacking.
Yeah. Was it Double Dragon Neon?
But yeah, yeah, she. That was an interesting twist.
I'm really upset with her character in the show. It's so much lamer than her character in the comic.
You were saying that in the
she's
last.
She's so
week.
Badass in the comic book.
In the comic, she's a soldier, and in the show, she's just kind of a whiny cunt.
She's the best way.
She just lets down people that matter every single time.
She shacks up with the bad guy.
She couldn't kill him. She was like, should I do it? No, I like him too much.
I'm all right seeing her half naked, but having her stand there with the knife descended on kind of a soft note.
I knew she wouldn't do it.
And I'm hoping what I've seen from the previews is it looks like Rick's going out on a mission. We don't know what this mission is.
As we read the comic.
As long as it's not
I
to
know
find
what
more
you're thinking.
Stuff.
I think he's going back for maybe somebody he left behind, as me and Brian discussed before we recorded. I say we leave it at that.
I want to throw up. It's only predictions. I don't know for a fact.
And by the time this airs,
they stray from the comics. So
by
really,
the time,
by
the time
you're
this
basing
airs,
it,
the
but
episode
you don't know.
It's like they don't. The comic and the show aren't verbatim, so it's a lot different. Yeah. I say they're going back for Morgan.
I think so too. I think that might be the case.
And they might run into the. I wouldn't even be surprised if they ran into maybe like Abraham and those people.
I wouldn't be surprised
if
they ran into
Morgan.
The original black guy,
the first
episode with the kid.
Okay,
He eventually does go back for him. Yeah. In the book, I think that might be the case. He needs a little redemption. He might go back for Morgan. I wouldn't be surprised if they ran into our cannibals at some point, or the hunters. The hunters.
Yeah,
the guys who tried to do bad things to Carl.
Yes.
In the book.
They won't put that on the TV show.
No, but especially after what Rick does to him. But I think they might be using that as a method to redeem Rick out of his madness, because I'm really super sick and tired of crazy Rick.
Right.
They really play that up on the show, because that in the comic book,
it was never like this.
He goes a little batty.
He had the phone. The phone was a thing, right? Remember that episode?
But he didn't chase around Lori's ghost.
There was never ever did that.
Yeah.
She was yelling at him though through the phone, but. It was never like he's seeing things, and it never consumed him.
That bothered me. I don't like that. Crazy Rick. Rick in the book is always much more composed, and even when he's crazy, he's still more composed and kind of
now.
Like,
yeah,
in
he
his
was
head.
Like useless when he was.
Now
crazy
he's
in the show.
Raving lunatic, and I don't like that direction for the character because that's not him.
Yeah.
So what about you, Lou? What do you feel?
Well, as far as the crazy Rick, I am getting a little tired of it. I mean, as far as the group dynamic, like, they clearly see he's fucking up left and right, and they're not doing anything about it yet. But otherwise, with the episodes, I thought the escape was a little weird.
Which escape?
Just a little too easy. Right in the beginning, first.
Oh, you talk about the first episode of The Return?
Just too easy.
Merle and Daryl?
Yeah, I expected more action out of that, and it just kind of...
I thought it was pretty badass.
They shot some people, and then it was like, all right, let's get out of here.
I thought all that right, was perfect. They blew away a couple of Woodbury folk.
Yeah.
I would have liked to see a little more fighting.
I think you might have a little...
You're going
to
see a huge fight.
...expectations because the big fight is yet to come.
Or, I mean, they start punching the zombies. I half expected the zombies to get loose. And that panic.
They did get loose.
But they did get the zombies into the town.
Yeah, they drove that truck through the gate.
No, we're talking about the first episode.
They bust Merle, bust out the gate. And
when they broke him out.
Yeah, and you see zombies
when
get in.
When the second half started.
You know, that happened, so.
Yeah, but I mean.
Did you need it to be those specific zombies who were chained up?
I expected it to be more, just, you know, I thought that was too easy.
I did want to say
there
this.
There are guys with guns on them, and.
Yeah, they threw the smoke grenades in for cover. I mean.
This week I have to say the most graphic curbing I've ever seen.
Oh, they curbed the zombie?
On TV.
That
was pretty nuts.
That was a step below American History X, right?
Yeah, when they put the zombie's mouth on the rock and kicked it at its teeth, like American History X style.
One of my...
I was in a room full of women watching it, and I was the only one looking at the TV.
Oh, Nikki covered her eyes.
Yeah.
My favorite part of this last episode is when the governor is making his army, and Andrea is saying... Oh, no, Andrea, the other guy. Who's the guy with the glasses?
I forget his name.
Exactly. Yeah, he's like, I think his name is Milton, actually.
Milton, that's
he's,
it.
He's saying something about, to the sense where these kids are adolescents, and he's like, though they're young, he's like, adolescence is a thing the 20th century made up.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's I just was like, you know, I was like, oh, that's a fucking cool line. That, like, because the governor in the comic book was never, like, kind of insightful.
He was a raving madman.
He was just a fucking madman.
Okay.
And this, to kind of give him some, yeah, panache and shit, like.
No, they do great on the show, making it at first seem like he might be somebody that is redeemable.
Yeah.
Before you start. But here's the other thing that I had a problem with is Andrea, when she goes back to the prison and she is reunited with all of them, and she's all like, Philip isn't a bad guy. Yeah. And I'm like, just get in a line, everybody, and explain to her why he's a bad guy. It's like, oh, he almost raped me. Oh, he fucking murdered.
Yeah, they
this whole
did tell her all this stuff.
He murdered this whole battalion of National Guardsmen.
All you had
to do
is,
man, she lets everyone down.
All you had to do is get Merle in the room and just Merle be like, this is what he made me do.
Any one of them has a story.
All these horror stories.
Merle was his enforcer for how long?
Every one of them has a story, whether it be Merle, who knows the inside, or have it be Rick, who had to dive out of the way of the bullets that he was spraying at the prison. Everybody has a story about what a dick this guy is. Get Michonne up there. Oh, he had a room full of heads.
Yeah.
Oh, and he was keeping his daughter on a leash.
I mean,
he's clearly a bad guy. Let's all just, like, have an intervention here.
There's five more episodes
left.
She
is so annoying. Is she going to die anytime soon?
Who?
Andrea.
Well, as far as the comic book goes, you're in for a lot of Andrea.
Yeah, man.
I just hope they go the comic route where she becomes awesome.
She needs to either redeem herself or die. Like, seriously.
In the comic book, she's, like, the super sniper.
Women have a really bad track record on this show.
I was going to say, with the exception of Michonne, who's kicking ass all the time, which is great.
Yeah.
They have been super annoying. And I had actually, like, praised the episode where Lori dies.
Everyone did, because nobody liked
it. I was cheering.
But, like, it's Michonne and Maggie. Everyone likes those two. Every other woman is, like, cursed on that show.
Yeah.
I didn't mind. I don't really mind anybody. I just don't like sometimes the situations they put everybody in. Like, the whole at the farm was getting kind of old where nothing was happening. You know, they were just trying to live life day to day. It wasn't the fact that...
That was pretty boring.
Well, which they fixed.
I mean, not boring, but, I mean, compared to the other two.
Yeah.
Yeah, compared to this season three.
And even the first season. Because
realistically, in the comic book, the farm took, like, two comics, three comics.
And they stretched that out.
Yeah. All right. So, I think we talked enough about The Walking Dead today.
It's Walking Dead. So, let's do what we learned real quick. I want to just say I learned two things that I... want to share, and that's they announced a new Assassin's Creed game.
Awesome. Whoa, really? Already?
Assassin's Creed 4.
Wait, oh, they're not they call go it 4?
Yeah, they're jumping ahead.
Okay.
They're not going to do what they did with Ezio and give him three games where people can bitch. They're jumping straight to 4. This new one is called Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag, and it's a pirate theme.
Cool. Like
it's all high seas.
So Jack Sparrow.
It's close to the same time period.
They're saying it might be his son, Connor's son.
Okay.
Or even a predecessor of him in some way. All they've released is the cover art, so there's no way to really tell. But it's
I'm just
official.
Waiting for when they have Desmond's game.
They can make this game series forever, and we may never get to Desmond.
Yeah, right.
You'll eventually get to Desmond, and then they'll go back to prequels.
But they're not ever bound by going in any kind of chronological order. They can go back to ancient Egypt next game if they wanted, and nobody can say anything because it's the Animus. You're going back to whatever.
Yeah,
I tell you,
he's got to find something from back then.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be chronological.
Hoping they go feudal Japan eventually.
I would like to see some Asian stuff.
That'd be weird.
I mean, like samurais and shit.
But what's that got to do with Desmond? It'd have to be a new character.
You could work it in
somehow.
They'll find a way.
Oh, yeah.
You could do whatever you want.
Sometime
in
between Altair and Ezio, did you talk about a
Marco Polo went to Asia.
It could be a white man in Asia.
A 500-year gap between, it was 800 to 1400.
Yeah, it's a big gap.
Yeah, you could go back to caveman days in these fucking series. You're not bound.
I don't want to go back to caveman
days. I'm just saying by example. You're not bound
There's
by
There's
no anything.
Bounds.
Let me upgrade my fucking pocket rock. What the fuck?
Pocket rock. It's a Flintstone.
Yeah, it's a Flintstone.
The other thing I wanted to talk about was I bought a series of comic books that I just wanted to recommend or not recommend is the Batman Death of a Family series. Death of the Family, which is the return of the Joker, who had his face cut off in a prior issue of Detective Comics. Peeled off his face.
Ouch.
Disappeared for a year while they did the Court of Owls story and a bunch of other stuff.
A Court of Owls.
Came back in the past maybe 4 months, 5 months, and they did the Death of the Family, which was supposed to be the grandiose return to the Joker. I found it wanting.
Oh.
It built to such a awesome point, and then it's as if the writer was like, I can't
he just gave up.
I can't do this to these characters. Just gave up. Never mind.
He didn't want to push it to the limit.
Do you want me to spoil it?
Yeah, I'm not gonna
nobody's
pick it
gonna
up.
Read it. Listeners, if you don't want to hear this.
This is spoilers.
We're at the end of the episode anyway. He gets it, you know, he has his face peeled off and he's wearing his skin as a mask.
Okay.
Did John Woo write this?
No. Scott Snyder, I believe. But he's wearing his face as a mask and he kidnaps Robin, Batgirl, Nightwing, Red Hood, like all Batman.
Wow.
Alfred. He kidnaps.
Oh, my.
What a dick.
He kidnaps everybody associated, and then at the end, it's this big scene where they're at a dinner table, and Joker lifts up their plates, and they're all bandaged up, and it's their faces.
Oh, no.
And you're like, oh, my God, he fucking peeled the faces off of everyone in the Batman universe? And then Batman, you know, pulls his miraculous escape, and they pull
and it's not their face.
And it's like, oh, our faces are actually here.
It was just a joke.
We're fine. Everyone's okay. And pretty much, you're back to square one. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
What could have been one of the greatest moments in a Batman story was instantly negated by the writer pussing out.
See, I kind of hate...
Maybe DC put a stop to it.
Probably.
They're like, we can't do this. That would ruin all these characters.
And then you'll never guess how it ends, and this upsets me. Joker falls off a cliff, and you're like, oh, is he dead? No.
I kind of hate the mainstream comics for some fact that they always come like with a half-cocked fist, you know?
That's exactly how I felt. It was totally half-cocked. They brought their A-game going in. Like, the build-up to that moment is so good. The kidnapping of Alfred, wondering if the Joker knows who Batman is, how he's torturing each member of the Bat family, and then it's like, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Everyone's okay.
It never happened.
So that's what I was reading. So what did you guys learn this week?
I finished the Dark Tower Gunslinger comic.
Ooh, how was
with
that?
The Man in Black. Yeah, it's true to the book, and it's great to read after you've read the books.
Read the books first.
Yeah, read the books first and then go to the comics because you get like the visual.
Do you know how torturing it was for me when I was reading the last two books of that series?
And the comic was
and
out.
I had the stack of comics on my desk. Like, I just wanted to dip into them, but I knew there were spoilers ahead.
Yeah, I don't know about the last two books being spoilers because they're far away from that.
Comics. But I wouldn't take that risk.
Ah, I see. Yeah, they're not showing anything. It's straight like
backstory and things you've heard before. In the books?
Well, the first comics, they added, like, this whole big backstory for Roland's youth.
Right.
But once they get to the actual books, it's, like, almost exactly what's going on.
Yeah. Right.
What about you, Lou?
So, we discussed freezer batteries.
Freezer batteries from the other week.
A couple episodes ago. And this is undeniable proof, all right? So, you guys know how the iPhones... have notoriously bad battery life.
Not my iPhone.
You're ruining the story.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
So, my wife left her iPhone in the car. It was freezing cold out.
Mm-hmm.
The following day, I go to the car to get it. Still at 100%.
Nice.
And this is after we called it to try and find it.
So this is your indisputable proof?
Of course.
I accept it.
At least a 12-hour block and not a single percent loss.
You know why I'm going to agree with it? Because I left my iPod in the car one time.
It worked. Yeah. Full battery.
Full battery. I was up I was up north in icy weather. Left it out there. It worked in full power. Mm-hmm. So
can you just test this with those little, like, the things that come with the battery packs so they can measure how much power is left.
We're going to
do an official
thing.
Give those out?
No, that's a thing.
Yeah, they don't make them anymore.
No, right? That was like, my favorite shit.
When your battery's
dead.
That
was a gimmick.
Yeah.
It was like it was dead. You throw it in the freezer, put it back. It's got a little bit.
You get a little more green on that. on the line.
They used to have them on the actual batteries, too, at one point. You're like, squeeze the battery.
That was a brief phase.
If you do it wrong, you zap yourself.
Yeah.
Brian, what did you learn?
Well, hard lesson. Basically, when you're chilling with your friend on his 30th birthday and you choose to go to the after party at the strip club, don't just be getting lap dances all willy-nilly. I mean, $3,400 lap dances in one night is
$3,400.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, I had a tipper after.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so it hit the pockets a bit, and I mean, you can't trust a pretty face, I guess, really.
Jesus Christ. So don't be a dummy about it.
I've stopped drinking for a while.
Because of this.
Yeah, I just got, you know, I got to make some better choices.
That'll do it.
Financially.
You know, your mistake was bringing that much money with you.
I have fucking credit card.
Credit cards, dude.
Oh, your girlfriend's sneaking up behind you. Yeah. And be like, what's this about? What now?
Jill wants to get on the mic. Let her on the mic.
All right, what's up?
I'm getting 2 Louis Vuitton bags next year and the diamond earrings I've been dying for.
That sounds expensive.
$3,000 for a girl who doesn't cook, clean, you're being extorted, or do you, bro. I deserve 2 bags of
diamond earrings. Sounds like you. What are you talking about?
Hard lessons learned, indeed.
All right, so we'll keep you updated on fucking delusions of grandeur from fucking our editor.
I also wanted to say I hope everyone enjoyed the bonus episode last week, Dr. Ken's show.
Dr. Kenny, the Wingman Show.
I'm halfway through it.
Is that the official name, the Wingman Show?
He's kind of winging it. Like, that's a pun included, but, like, it's he's just kind of winging it, and we're trying to get more of a concept going for it, but it's just fun.
Figured we'd throw the episode out, let people take it in, and as usual, tweet us and let us know what you think.
So what is it's starting to sound like Chinese democracy at this point, but when is this geek show going to come out?
The second I can pull it together, man.
Nice.
Gathering geeks is like herding cats. They don't follow.
It's not happening.
They each got their own thing going on, and I'm actually working on another concept that I might be pursuing for the last show. But
all right, cool.
We'll talk off air. I don't want to ruin anything, and speaking of ruining anything, it's okay to announce, but I'm doing a little artwork for a music video coming up by local artist Matthew Zeiss. Should be out soon. You could check that out on
Zeiss.
It'll gonna post some stuff to the Facebook and the Twitter and all that coming up. Just the preview art. It's a music video based in comic books and James Bond style secret agent shit.
Is this an animation?
Limited, like a motion comic, okay. Mixed with live action.
I see.
Also, this week, check out A-Squad. We're going to have Dave on that.
I'll be back.
Yeah, what's your gamer name, by the way?
Seventh Fear.
There
beautiful.
You go.
There you go.
So Seventh Fear.
That's also my Twitter.
And nice. Is Max Barracuda going to be coming, or can you reschedule?
I'm going to attempt to make it.
All right, so hopefully those two will be on this week. You could Twitter us at A-Squad Gamers.
Don't hold me to it.
And was it Disenfranchised again? Will be out this week too. So hopefully we have a whole list of shows for everybody this week.
And tweet us at PIB Comics. And fuck y'all for voting for Ken for Pope. What the hell's wrong with you?
I voted for you, but it didn't post on.
No, it did.
I saw yours.
I didn't see it go up on yours. Okay.
I saw your. But seriously, Ken?
They just wanted the more.
The man kills cats.
They
maybe
like
that's
the ruthlessness.
Why they don't like cats.
They like his policy of not knowing what they believe in.
Catholic.
He's like, he actually said, I support believers, but I'm not going to say of what. Yeah. So I believe cat genocide. Congratulations,
hey,
folks.
Look, man, there's a lot of cat
haters out
there.
He wants to bring out the Nazi method of exterminating cats.
Final kitty solution.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, look, man, I'm not the biggest fan of these little creatures, man. I can get down with that. Herd them all up. Get rid
well,
of them a little bit.
Anyway, at PIB Comics.
Did you hear Pete? Herding
Twitter?
Cats. It's difficult.
At PIB Comics Twitter, paintedblackcomics@gmail.com for the email, paintedblackcomics.com. Check out our comics.
Our revamped website.
Oh, yeah. It's currently getting an upgrade, thanks to Mr. Brian.
And you too. You're going to help me out?
I'm
going to
help you out, definitely. And Painted Black Comics on Facebook, and, of course, Disenfranchised and A-Squad, and hopefully the Dr. Ken Wingman Show. Mm. More details to come.
And Chinese Democracy by
follow
Pete
us. Chinese Democracy by I'm just going to call the show that.
I mean, hopefully you don't wait 11 years and have none of the initial people in
We're
it.
We're all going to quit.
But that should do it.
Get fired.
Anybody else have anything to add?
No, we're good, man.
Good.
Sign us off.
All right, I'm Pete Berg for Brian, Lou, and our guest, Dave Nehmer. Close the door behind you.